Blog Talk Radio.
During the pandemic, my lifestyle drastically changed. My income came to a screeching halt. You have to understand, I'm a hustler. I'm a legit entrepreneur. I sell things. I come in contact with people all the time. I have to stay safe. I didn't have a choice but to trust the vaccine. And if you live the type of lifestyle that I live, you out here in these streets and you hustling, an entrepreneur like me, why not do it safely? So I want everybody to take this seriously. Take a shot at staying healthy. Get the vaccine.
Global government, the mystery school, Agenda 2030, chemtrails and geoengineering, manufactured disasters.
We live in a time when awareness about current events and big media deception is critical to be prepared for the events that are rapidly descending upon us. This is Russ from Delivering the Truth and Exposing the Lies. Join Diana and me every Thursday night at 7:30 p.m. as we expose the truth big media keeps lying about.
Herbal medicine, the globalist real agenda, seeing through the propaganda.
Thursday nights at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time. We'll see you there.
Looking for something different? Looking for something fun? Join Dan every Monday on the Freedomizer Network, 9 to 10:30 Pacific, noon to 1:30 Eastern, for Common Sense with the Educated Redneck, Dan Ellison, the show about everything and nothing at all.
Collectively Rewilding is an online forum for learning, sharing, and teaching the skills needed to enhance our experience in the natural world. We're looking for the best mentors, guides, and instructors who can teach a variety of natural skill sets. If you've got something to share, we have the platform to help you make a difference for free. If you are more interested in learning and expanding your abilities in nature, please join us as a member to explore the world of rewilding. Join us at www.collectivelyrewilding.com today.
Please check out the Barefoot is Legal radio show right here on Saturdays, 1:30 p.m. to 3 p.m. Eastern Time, that is 10:30 a.m. to noon Pacific Time, as we show you all about your barefoot rights and living a barefoot lifestyle. And for more information about the 501c3 nonprofit Barefoot is Legal, please check out barefootislegal.org.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, wherever and whenever you're tuning in from, my fellow liberty lovers. This is Amber S. from Living with Freedom Ministries, reminding you to tune in on Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Central, noon Pacific Time, for the Living with Freedom show, where we'll embrace what living with freedom can look like physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and in everyday life. That's 2 p.m. Central, noon Pacific, here on Freedomizer Radio.
You know what I think you should do? I think you should join us for Dynamic Word Bible Studies, where I am always hosting. My name is Felicia DeRozier, and I have two amazing co-hosts.
Cross, the favorite. You wish. This is Mariah, the real favorite child.
Oh, sure.
We spend a lot of time learning about the Bible and possibly a little time learning about humility. That would be awesome, right?
Yeah,
Mariah. We air live every Wednesday from 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time to 10:30. Right now we're going through the book of Romans, but we're going to start moving into the Gospel of John. We're going to learn about Jesus. We're going to learn about living and walking in the Spirit and learning to be a little humble with those that we live with. It's going to be a great time. I can't wait for you to join us. Right, guys?
Yeah.
All right. We'll see you then.
Bye.
Bye.
Would you like to take your power back by following the principles of the universal laws, earth-based spirituality such as pantheonism, shamanism, and personal alchemy? Are you sick of giving your power away to power-hungry gurus, the corrupt government, the globalists, and realize you have a higher purpose on this planet? that you are gods and goddesses that need to snap out of amnesia and reclaim your birthright. We're Darren and Dr. Joanna Wells, the Double B, founder of the Gods of Amenti, psychic intuitives, transformation coaches, training others to uncover lost knowledge and reclaim their sovereignty. Here to guide you every Sunday at 6 to 7:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time and Wednesday 4:30 p.m. to 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on our show, Moving Beyond the Matrix, on freedomizerradio.com. Call-in number is 319-527-6208.
Hello everyone. I am Broccoli Man. At night I fight for organic GMO-free food. During the day I fight crime against child trafficking. Please watch my story on rumble.com. Just look up Broccoli Man and you can see my regular run-ins and follies with G-Lobalist, the wiretap, the millennials, and everyone else I run into. I fight communists and very pro-free speech. Just check me out. Broccoli Man. On rumble.com. Hello Freedomizers. I am Broccoli Man. When I am not fighting crime, I listen to the Proof Negative radio show.
I am the Wireta. Not only do I forbid you to listen to Freedomizer radio and the Proof Negative radio show, I am going to demand you wear a mask and get your naked body scan. We need to protect the one world government. You getting the real information hurts a crime syndicate. Do not listen to Proof Negative. You must now disrobe this instant so I can check your person for a constitution or cash money.
Anyway, listen to Proof Negative on Freedomizer Radio. Weeknights 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern. 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. FreedomizerRadio.com.
Now, let's get back to the Proof Negative show here on FreedomizerRadio.com. Welcome to the Proof Negative radio show right here on FreedomizerRadio.com. Now sit back and enjoy the show.
Fight to New World Order. Fight the new world order.
Welcome back to another great night here on Freedomizer Radio. Of course, I'm your host, Proof Negative, the Big Kahuna here on Freedomizer. I want to thank everybody so much for finding us today. Today is Wednesday, so we'll have Joanne Moretti joining us as usual on Wednesday. You want to be a part of the show, the number here is 319-527-6208, and just press lucky number 1. On your phone. I will make it a point to bring you into the conversation. So, Joanne, welcome in.
I Proof. Hello, Freedomizers. Hello, 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 America. How is everybody to this wonderful week?
It's happening. So what about you? What's going on in your world?
Oh, everything's going on. Are you kidding me? I'm losing my mind with all the news that's breaking today and yesterday, and things are just, like, out of control.
Well, at least in good news, Bitcoin's about to hit 73,000.
Yeah. Yeah, we're expecting, what was it, 38,000 migrants from Haiti? Cannibal soldiers. More soldiers.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, they're coming by boat.
It doesn't sound like even Brandon wants them here. They must be really
bad.
Yeah,
well, Brandon's trying to take us to court already because we've been turning them around and sending them back. The Florida National Guard, they got 90 of them. They sent 90 boats back today.
So you're saying he wants them? I thought that he approved them going.
No, no, he didn't want them to come here, but they're coming anyhow. But the people who are handling him are taking us to court because we already turned 90 boats around and sent them back today.
So the Florida National Guard did. So there's people that actually want those cannibals here?
Yes.
Oh.
They're literally eating people. They're killing. All the cops have resigned now over there in Haiti. Haiti has lost. They have fallen. And this all started with the Clinton Foundation after they had that earthquake there. They just destroyed it. Remember John Aristide, Bertram Aristide? Yeah, he was the crooked guy. He took off, remember? And he took off with Clinton money, and they ended up deposing him. But he started a telephone company, and he was buying all those Clinton phones. And he led Haiti before. And anyhow, Clinton's took it over. This is a Soros color revolution. They've had three presidents there since, and it's getting worse. They've emptied the prisons, opened the doors in all the prisons in Haiti, and just let everybody out. Now, a lot of those were revolutionaries that were imprisoned by the new guy who just stepped down today. But it's just completely out of control. And they got this guy, his name is Barbecue, big guy wearing a Masonic emblem, big gold Masonic emblem. He, I guess, is the big boss in charge over there right now. He's a gang member. And they're cannibals. They are literally killing people and eating them. That, we don't need that here in Florida or in the United States or anywhere else. But this is what we've come to. God help us. God help us. There's more of them. And they're expecting like 38,000 just to land in Florida very soon. So they're probably already on the water or on the way. And they're coming up on Key West. They're coming up Fort Lauderdale, Miami, Hollywood. Yeah. The Dominicans aren't letting them in. And they're right next door to them on the same island. So it's crazy. And
so tell me who's suing to bring those people here.
The Department of Justice is suing DeSantis because he doesn't have the authority to deport them back or turn them around. Yes, we do.
Oh, yeah, he does.
But yeah, Florida has maritime authority. So, yes, we can turn them around. We don't have to let people land. And if they do land, they're going to be detained here. And they're not going to be released. They're not going to be... We're not a sanctuary state. So, Florida will be detaining them. We don't know who these people are. They are literally killing and eating people. Yeah, no, we're not going to let anybody on the streets that acts like that.
Can you bring them to Washington, D.C.?
I don't know, but they're all men, proof, again.
Oh, I know
men.
They are.
They left the women, the children, the orphans, all left them in Haiti to fend for themselves. Even Biden did that. He took all those suits out of the embassy, but left all the Americans over there. We have, right now, there's this guy who was a special operations commander, and he happened to be over in the Dominican Republic. He has a helicopter, and he's been flying back and forth rescuing missionaries. So they had to leave the orphans behind because, remember, the Clintons were trying to steal the orphans, and they put a law that the Clintons can't steal the orphans. So now they couldn't get the orphans out of there. But at least they got some of the missionaries out of there. But you got Americans calling for Biden to rescue them, and Biden's not sending any rescue. There's no communications. The U.S. Embassy's been evacuated. So there's no one there to help you. If you're American, you better find your own way out of there.
That
insane.
Sounds loving and liberal.
No, he's not loving and liberal. He only wants people who agree with him. And I don't think I think it's the Clintons that don't want them here because those people have no love for the Clintons. These are trained soldiers that are making their way out of there. Even their cops have all quit. There's no police over there. They're terrified. There's armed gangs just roving the streets, just killing people at random because they felt like killing them.
So can you answer my question then? Because I don't know. Because I was reading it and I got confused. So who's coming over here? The people that are the cannibals, or the people that are running away from the cannibals that were part of the Haitian military?
Both. Both.
So we don't even know who's coming.
Right. Right.
All right, because I was
Well, we know it's
it
not
earlier,
the women and children and orphans.
And I was getting confused because I saw on both sides, and I'm like, wait, I don't understand.
Yeah. They're all, you know, the cartel, the cannibals, they want to be in control of Haiti. So they're killing citizens, soldiers, cops, everybody. The cops and soldiers from the first, from the administration that was deposed, they're trying to get out. They're trying to escape. And the cannibals are chasing them. Some of them are trying to escape, too. But mostly they're chasing down the people who are trying to escape.
And that
it's
actually
just a free-for-all
over there. If the police from the Haiti are trying to escape, that is actual credibility for asylum.
Yeah. That could be credibility. Anyhow, they're getting turned around if they're on the ocean. And if they land in Florida, they're getting detained. So DeSantis made plenty of room for them.
Okay.
He moved prisoners around. He let some, you know, non-violent criminals bond out and made plenty of room to detain these people who they're expecting. And the National Guard is already activated and on alert in Florida. It's the last thing we need for spring break.
That's true.
There's enough going on here right now between Bike Week and spring break and all of that. You know, everybody came to Florida to have a good time. We don't need this. People are having a wonderful time in Florida right now. And that's not going to be good for anyone. There's breaking news. An FBI range in Irvine, California, 16 people have been injured. They said it's an unspecified incident. It's some kind of an explosion just happened. So that's breaking as we speak. I just noticed that when we were coming on here. So it says that there's 16 people hurt so far that they know. And they're not giving us any details.
I did not hear that yet.
Yeah, it's on inside paper. At least 14 people, it says, but they've upped it to 16 people injured. An unspecified incident. At an FBI shooting range in Irvine, California, it says an explosion left several members of the Orange County Sheriff's Department hurt. And that's from Fox LA. But it's at the FBI place. So I don't know what's going on over there. Some kind of explosion happened there. And it's in an FBI range and they're Orange County cops. So do they use the range too, or is there like some sort of turf war going on or something over there? I don't know. They're not giving us any details. They're just telling us that there's people hurt and it's an explosion.
I didn't even know that yet, so that's crazy.
Yeah, if you go on to X and put in Irvine, California, FBI range, any of that, and you'll see it's just splashing now. It says here, breaking, Georgia Senator Brian Kemp has signed legislation empowering the State Prosecuting Attorney's Qualifications Commission to remove prosecutors or impose other sanctions, which Democrats say poses a threat to Fulton County District Attorney Fannie Willis's trial. It says the legislation helps ensure rogue and incompetent prosecutors are held accountable if they refuse to uphold the law. Judge McAfee dropped 6 charges against Trump and the other defendants today. He said that the charges were too vague. They could encompass the whole Constitution. And there was just no way to know what they were even being charged with so that they could defend themselves because the wording was so vague. So he dropped 6 charges. I don't know if that's telling us anything about whether or not he's going to throw Fannie Willis and her lover off the case, but you know, it's hard to read this guy.
I'm surprised he let those charges go, to be honest.
Yeah, well, he should have just said, you know, the whole thing is bogus and we got to drop it. Drop all the charges against everybody. but he didn't.
Is he thinking that at least maybe he can get something?
Yeah. I don't know what he's thinking, but, you know, I'd really like... He's got tomorrow and Friday to give us his take on whether or not he's going to throw her and the boyfriend off the case. He said he'd have it by this Friday. So we should be expecting that at any minute when they had that news thing today, you know, this breaking news from Fulton County Judge McAfee. I thought he was just going to throw them off, but instead he dropped 6 charges. So he might be just, you know, showing us that he's going piece by piece and he's trying to put it together, you know, to see what the likelihood of it even going anywhere and things like that. He could be doing a good job. He could be doing a lousy job. He could be looking for a way out or an exit, you know, something to say he got half a loaf. Anything, because he's under a lot of scrutiny right now. No matter what he says, somebody's not going to be happy. So, hey, you want to do this? You want to be a big man? You want to pick this up? You know, she wants to be a big shot, and she wanted to pick it up, and her boyfriend, you know, they knew that they've been diddling around for a long time. So... You know, that's a scam and a racket. She rolled all over herself, you know, confessing to everything, stashing money from her campaign, having cash in the house and, you know, out there on trips and expensive vacations. She said she wasn't at the White House, and then the White House logs reveal, yes, she was, and she was meeting with Kamala Harris. So was the boyfriend. The boyfriend was at the White House twice. She was only there once. You know, so it's telling you it's all coordinated. And then they got that White House lawyer who wasn't even working as a lawyer, and he all of a sudden decided to be a special assistant, and he was a White House lawyer. So that white guy, he's on the defense. Yeah, he's the plant. So like we said last week, you know, they always put the stupid black person out there, and when it all goes to hell, guess who's going to be standing there holding the bag? The stupid black person, but all those white people that they planted, they're all going to go right back to D.C., and that's going to be the end of that, right? No sweat off their back. Yeah, no sweat off their back. But they, you know, they found a stupid patsy with stars in her eyes, and she thought she was going to be a big shot. Same with the other one, Letitia James in New York. She thought she was going to be a hero. She walks into a house of God, and she's going to put on some, you know, show. She didn't have to present the award. She's the DA. She had nothing to do with the fire department. But they decided to, you know, give her a place of prominence and let her give out the awards for the fire department. Well, they all started booing her and saying, Trump, Trump, Trump. So now the FDNY is hunting those people down, anybody who booed her. They're all going to re-education.
Yeah, how is that allowed?
I don't know. I don't know, but... You know, that's pretty crummy. Especially, remember when the cops and firemen turned their back on de Blasio? They didn't get hunted down for that. And they said, oh, well, you know, turn yourself in so we don't have to hunt you down. That's some pretty ominous words right there. You have no freedom of speech. You have no freedom of assembly. You know, your rights stop at the door because Letitia James showed up. Oh, man, are we screwed.
I do hope some people start suing the state of New York for that, but then again, they'll find a liberal judge. They can always count on Erdogan or whatever his name is.
Yeah, Erdogan. Yeah, that's his name. Yeah, and Letitia James, of course.
Yeah, because you can even yell fuck you to a policeman and they can't do a thing about it. That's considered freedom of speech.
Oh, yeah. You see the people all the time yelling in their faces.
Mm-hmm.
And they're doing it right now. They're at some airport. Blocking traffic, LAX.
Yeah, they legally have First Amendment to say that to a police officer. So what makes Letitia James think that she's any special?
Right. And she's the district attorney. She's not even a firefighter.
Right.
What was she doing there giving out awards anyhow? You know,
making
she thought she was going to get some airtime in a friendly crowd.
Yeah, she's earning her 15 minutes of fame.
Yeah, but that's what she's going to get. 15 minutes of fame, and then she's going to be shunned and kicked to the curb. They do it all the time. And these fools fall for it. Yeah, they're all going to get a seat at the table, and they're all giddy and happy and, you know, rubbing elbows with the big shots and getting all kinds of love from the big shots. And then all of a sudden,
for the 15 minutes of fame people, Joanne, those are the Macarenas. Yeah. Those are the one-hit wonders.
Yeah, well, that's exactly what it is. And then she's just going to be thrown into the bowels of the history anyhow. You know, they're going to be the bad guy. They think they're the good guy. But when it all falls to crap, look who's going to be standing there holding the bag, looking stupid. Letitia James, Fannie Willis, Nathan Wade, Judge Erdogan. Yeah, they're just going to look stupid. They're not going to be heroes.
No, anytime somebody takes away freedom of speech, they're never known in history as the good guys, ever.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of freedom of speech, how do you feel about this TikTok ban that passed in the House? I hope it dies in the Senate.
Let me put it this way. I'm not a TikTok guy, although we have one for Barefoot is Legal, but that's not really my thing. I kind of manage it. If nobody else is looking at it, whenever I make a Facebook reel or a YouTube, I'll throw it on there as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I don't actively look at it. However, I know some people are getting famous off it. I know that a ton of truth was shared. My brother is I can't believe I call them now. I forgot what they are called.
An influencer?
Fact checker. He's a fact checker for TikTok, and he tried to get me a job a while back.
Oh.
I'm like, I can't do that. If I can't even tell you my screen name, because if I do, you're going to look right for me to ban me. So I'm not going on TikTok.
Yeah,
that's
a Trojan horse.
Yeah,
I'll give a damn about. Go ahead.
Well, let me finish real quick here. So with that, as much as I'm not a TikTok guy, I don't want the government to dictate which websites can and cannot do business. So
mm-hmm.
What's to say that Brandon doesn't like the way the 2024 election goes or is about to go, so he shuts down anything with the word freedom in it?
Right. That's exactly where I was going, too, because this isn't just for TikTok. The bill says any covered company and any company that the president deems dangerous or a threat to the nation. So you know they're going after X, Twitter. They're going after Rumble. You know, and they're saying, well, you know, China, you only got to sell the little piece, the 20% that China owns. Well, China owns land. Well, what are we doing about that? They own a lot of farmland in the United States, so what are we going to do about that? They didn't do squat. They sent a spy balloon over the whole country. They didn't do squat about that. They're jerking around with Taiwan. They're sending migrants here. They're buying our politicians. Nobody does squat about that. The energy, the jobs, the data that they steal, we buy computer chips off them. We put those in our planes. But no one's doing squat about that. So they're going to go after TikTok.
But once again, Joanne,
isn't the problem.
But once again, Joanne, how does that violate freedom of speech, though? You're not allowed to own a website because I don't like you. How is that acceptable? How is that not a freedom of speech violation?
It is. It is, but they're saying, well, it's a foreign owned. No, it's not. And they only want them to divest. Well, it's 20% owned by the Chinese Communist Party. There's other investors and stuff, too. But it doesn't matter. Who are they going to sell it to? Zuckerberg, he already censors. Jeff Bezos, he already practiced censoring. You know, CNN, MSNBC, yeah, what's the global one that they all work for? Global telecommunications or something. Going to sell it to them. They already do censoring. And then if the president decides something's a threat to the nation, they can shut that down too and ban that?
Well, allegedly, Microsoft
that Patriots Act.
Well, 4 years ago when they talked about banning TikTok, that's when Bill Gates stepped in and offered to buy it. But that was blocked at the last minute.
Yeah, so if Microsoft buys it, he already practices censoring and propaganda and manipulation. So it's better if Bill Gates does it or Zuckerberg does it than it is for the Chinese to do it. And it's not like the Chinese can't collect that data anyhow. They're all working on Samsung TVs and Apple computers and everything else.
Yeah.
Those all came from China, too. All their cell phones came from China. Hell, half their cars and car parts came from China. What are they going to do about that?
So let me ask you this then, Joanne, because like you said, they're trying to say it's with a company. But what if it's just like JoanneMoretti.com and you're not a company? You're just a blog.
Well, if they deem me a threat, they can ban me, according to this bill.
Even though you're not
a
company.
Look at the vague wording. And they all rush to do it. You know, I just want to tell them all, look, go home. Don't do anything. Don't touch anything. Don't sign anything. Don't pass anything. Well, just wait for Trump to get back, all right? Just go home. I'm done with these people. Every single bill they pass strips away more freedom.
And we have high hopes for this Mike Johnson, but he's just another one of them. He's just not as bad, but he is one of them.
Well, they're bad.
And his thing is, the Democrats won't let us pass it. Well, then screw them. You don't need to pass this.
Well, they're already trying to give the Democrats back the House. This guy
had Ken Buck
that
retired. He's going to retire at the end of the month or end of the week.
Tomorrow. He's all done
okay.
Tomorrow. And he said that he's not the only one leaving before November. So they're trying to get Hakeem Jeffries back in. Buck, they hate Trump and anybody who supports Trump. You know, Lauren Boebert is running for his seat. But she would have to give up her seat to run for that special election. You can't be a sitting congressperson. So she would have to retire herself, which leaves another opening. And then she would have to be appointed or run for a special election to that seat. If she doesn't, somebody else is going to. They're going to put somebody in there. And then that person will be the incumbent and the automatic heir apparent to the seat, so they won't let anybody run against them. Buck is doing this to lock Boebert out. But if three more follow him out the door, that puts Hakeem Jeffries in as Speaker of the House. And when Trump wins, he won't certify the election.
So then what happens if he doesn't certify the election?
Civil war, I guess. I don't know. But whatever it is, it ain't going to be pretty.
Because I could see that happening, but if the Democrats in charge, and say it's a landslide, say Trump gets 91 million votes and Brandon gets 38 million.
Mm-hmm.
And if Congress does not certify that election, or is it the Senate or the Congress that has to certify it?
Congress. The people's
representative. Because I thought it was the Senate. Because I remember 4 years ago, or three years ago, that Kamala Harris was the tiebreaker. And Lindsey Graham and Ted Cruz and all that were the ones asking for the 10-day hold. And then after January 6th happened, Lindsey Graham said, that's it, I'm not interested.
Well, I'm going to have to find out what the process is for that. But if Trump wins, and you know he's going to have to win by a landslide just to beat the spread.
Right, exactly.
But what happens if, say, 90 million people vote for Trump and then they don't seat him? Haiti will be a walk in the park.
Right.
That's
so
why they bring in their army.
I guess, does the Supreme Court have to step in?
I would hope so. I really don't know the process, but that's probably something we should find out because that's a possibility.
Okay, well, what if the Supreme Court rules 9-0 that Trump won fair and square, but Hakeem Jeffries and Chuck Schumer say, we don't want him. We want Brandon.
Yeah, well, that's going to be problems. I would, I'd start the fight myself.
Because it's one
people
thing
want him as president,
if you believe that there
president.
Was voter fraud or if you believe that there was, that the election was tainted, that's one thing. You cannot just not give someone their job because you don't like them.
Yeah, but they can bust chops and they can postpone it and cause, make it go all the way to the Supreme Court and, we'll be under martial law and Brandon won't leave until it's all settled. Who knows how long that'll take? I don't know, but it's that would be really serious.
I'll have to see if I can get some kind of an expert to come join us.
Yeah, we're going to have to use somebody who knows the process of what happens then. We can look it up ourselves too. We can figure it out by next week. I'll know what the process is. But, yeah, I don't think that we should be doing that. Well, when they say Biden isn't interested in banning TikTok, by the way, it, like I said, the words say any covered company. And the GOP leadership, the Lara Trump and that other guy, I forget his name, but they filed a lawsuit against the Michigan Secretary of State and the election director. It says that over 50 Michigan counties have more active registered voters than citizens over 18 years old. And another 23 counties have voter registration rates well over 90%. So they're not cleaning their rolls.
No, I hope that goes to court.
Yeah, I hope so too. Michael Whatley is his name, the new RNC chair. So that they said that election integrity is going to be their top thing. So I guess Jocelyn Benson and Director of Elections. He's also the chair of ERIC, E-R-I-C. They're named as the defendants. ERIC is the Electronic Registration Information Center, and it was led by Democratic activist David Becker. But Michigan still pays ERIC. So, he's got 90% voter turnout. And they got more voters than they have more people registered to vote than they have voters. Yeah, that doesn't sound right either. So Michigan's getting sued.
Well, and of course, Democrats don't want to touch that.
No.
Yeah, they're all, well, what's wrong with that? What's wrong with us having 8.6 million votes or registered people that could vote, but we only have 5 million adult residents? What's wrong with that?
Yeah. So who's voting? And the Democrats don't want voter ID, so all these illegals can vote. And they get really mad when you call them illegal.
Merrick Garland said himself that he's not going to enforce voter ID.
Well, it's up to the states to enforce voter ID. We do that here in Florida. We have real IDs. You have to bring your birth certificate, and, if you're married, you have to, show a marriage license to prove the name change. And then you can get a Florida driver's license or a Florida real ID. All the states should, you know, and they, oh, well, that's racist. So black people are idiots and they can't get voter IDs. I heard that guy talking, and he was telling these people in church that black people were stupid and couldn't get IDs, and it was racist. How'd they all get to church? Did they walk? I'm sure some of them drove. They have driver's licenses. They couldn't share that with the rest of the people. How'd they do it? You look out,
well, they
there's
probably
a lot of,
have bank accounts, too, though. How'd they get a bank account without
yeah.
ID?
Right, they got bank accounts, and they have checking accounts. Yep, they have credit cards, and sometimes you have to show an ID to prove it's your credit card. When you go to the airport and you're taking a plane, citizens have to show an ID, and illegals don't, but everybody else does. So how do they fly around and go visit their relatives? And, you know, I see lots of people, lots of black people driving, too. So they must have found a way to get a driver's license. I guess they're not that stupid after all, huh? That is so racist, isn't it?
But they don't think that's racist, though.
Yeah, no, you're infantilizing a whole group of people and telling them and telling everybody else that they're stupid. And these liberals have to rush in and save them, you know, and they can't pass tests and they can't be educated and they can't learn to read and they can't do all kinds of stuff. So all these liberals got to rush in and do it for them and save them. Black people are like, leave us alone. That's all we want. We just want you to leave us alone. And we're not stupid. And we are educated. And if you get out of our way, we'll even be more educated. Instead of pulling them down all the time. Pulling us all down, not just black people. They don't want our kids to read. They don't want us to know anything about the Constitution, our rights, our founding. They want to tear down the statues. They don't even want us to see our history. You know, when they look at these statues and they say they're offensive, leave them up. Especially if they offend you. Because whatever it was that they were doing that was offending you, you won't do it. That reminds you about them. And history is not for us to judge. History is for us to learn from. And someday we will be judged too. You know, future generations are going to look at us and say, what did you do to protect liberty? And what are we going to tell them? We sat there like lumps on a log and said, oh, somebody should do something about that. Somebody like who? Who's going to do it? The people that put us here, they're going to get us out of it? Why would they? You know, the goal wasn't to fix anything. The goal was to destroy everything, and they're doing a damn good job of it. And we got people with their heads up their rear ends still thinking that it's going good. In the meantime, we're being invaded with an army, and it's really a UN army. And it's not like, you know, they first started out, they brought women and children and there were families and, you know, all these, all the Americans are like, oh, yeah, they're never going to invade us because there's a gun behind every blade of grass. Yes, there is. And you know what? Those guns that you got, they're just as easy for these invaders to get too. And they're being strategically put in all our big cities. And they're not just families looking for a better life. 92%, that's a big number. 92% are military-aged single men now. There's 10 million of them in the last 3 years, on top of the millions that were already here. And those 10 million are the ones we know about. But now we're finding out that they're using apps in their own countries, and Biden's sending planes for them and bringing them here. So they're not even coming across the border. But the ones that are making that trek all up through South America and through the Darien Gap and through Panama. Laura Luma was just down in Panama. She's got a new documentary coming out. And she shows what's going on down there. She got into the base that it used to be an American base. Now it's this whole cluster of global NGOs China's got an NGO there, the UN, USAID, American Red Cross, the Lutherans, the Jewish Federation, HIAS, H-I-A-S. They have, I don't know if I said USAID, all of them, Doctors Without Borders. And all those offshore groups like CASA, something or other, all those the little ones, the little shell NGOs that they set up, they're all clustered right there. They have warehouses full of supplies. They have maps in every language showing people how to get to the United States. All these NGOs are bringing them here. We knew it wasn't just some stupid drug cartels out of Mexico going around the world collecting people and bringing them here. These are whole governments. Venezuela is doing great. The crime rate has dropped to the down into the sub numbers because they opened up their prisons and sent them all their riffraff here. But now think about Iran-Contra. Remember all those weapons? Remember the Colombian cartels and the drug cartels and the wars? And we were supplying all the guns and we were picking sides, you know, between the Sinaloas, the Los Zetas. Now they got this new gang that started in the Venezuelan prisons, Arunde or whatever it is. Those are all trained revolutionaries. All those people from Afghanistan, those are trained soldiers. Those African soldiers, those Libyan soldiers, those people coming over the border, those are trained soldiers, trained revolutionaries. Remember Soros' color revolution? They're all trained soldiers. They've been training them since the 70s. These are not just innocent people that are coming up here for a better life. Absolutely not. No, it isn't. This is an army. This is a huge UN global army. I mean, we have to realize that they're already here. And they're being strategically placed throughout the country. There's lots of them. Chicago, Boston, New York, Philadelphia, San Francisco, Seattle, Portland, Florida. They're being placed in places like Texas and Arizona, all the big cities, St. Louis. They're all dealing with this migrant crisis. It's not a migrant crisis, it's an invasion. And we can't do this anymore. We have to let people know. You know, people are thinking way too small. Remember Paul Revere running around, the British are coming? Well, these ones are already here. And there's no shortage of guns. Yes, there's a gun behind every blade of grass. And now, lots of those guns are in the hands of those military. We saw the picture of the 15-year-old migrant boy aiming a gun at a cop in New York. Where'd he get the gun? No shortage of guns here. I'm telling you, people, you have been warned. El Salvador, Colombia, Venezuela, Honduras, Guatemala, all the Middle East wars.
Yeah, but it's more important that somebody mislabeled them as an undocumented friend when they should have been called an illegal.
Yeah. Yeah, they're illegals, all right. They came here illegally, and they were brought here illegally, too. And we're paying for it. We are the money behind it. We're the ones giving the USAID money, the UN money, the Red Cross money, all these Catholics and Lutherans and Jewish and all these NGOs, all these ACORN groups, all these Soros groups, all these Charles Schwabs and Klaus Schwab, rather.
Yeah.
All those groups, the people that Bill Gates is paying, Act Blue, all those groups, they're bringing them in. And we... They're just raping our treasury. Now, you give all these people money to get illegals, they got to go get illegals, right? Otherwise, they're not getting the money. So, like I said, it wasn't some stupid, uneducated drug cartels in Mexico that are fighting over stupid turf in Juarez for chump change. There's a lot more than chump change going on here. Like I said, you can't forget China either. China had a one-child policy, and most of the families chose to keep the male child so that they could take care of the parents when they became elderly. So now they got 10 million too many men, more than that. But these men are never going to have wives, girlfriends, any of that. There's not enough women over there. They could dispose of 10 million of them today and not even miss them. So what are they doing? They're sending them over the border. And the ones that are being interviewed, they say, oh, we want jobs. We want wives. Well, if 92% of 10 million people that came across the border are men, where are they going to get wives? Where are they going to get girlfriends? No wonder there's so many rapes and murders. Our women are in danger. Our daughters, our nieces, they're all in danger. And, of course, they're feminized, our men. They want our men to be good little girls. Did you see John Cena at the Oscars? I didn't watch
I wish I got that before I did the Broccoli Man for the week, because that would have changed things a little bit for me. So now you better believe that's going to be part of this week's episode.
Proof. There it was for all the world to see. An American man, a white man, naked, mm-hmm. in front of everybody, being humiliated. Even one that's built like that and looks like that. There he was, naked for all the world to see. What a image that was. They feminized our men anyhow. You know, I mean, we got generals walking around in skirts. But that right there was the topping on the cake. When they put a man that looks like that out on the stage, naked for the world to see. In the meantime, you got all these 92% men coming across the border. They're not running around acting all cutesy, naked on a stage in front of perverts that I wouldn't give a dime to, any one of them. But that was such humiliation. And then they had Kimmel come in and wrap a toga around him. You know, so he's on his knees wrapping a toga around this guy. That was demented. There was nothing entertaining about that at all. Now, I don't know what they were trying to prove with that.
Everybody knew that this was a ritual, though, I think. Or maybe not everybody, but enough people knew that this was a ritual.
No, that certainly was. That was despicable, and that was the icing on the cake. That was a ritual. That was a complete... They turned him into a eunuch. They neutered him on stage.
He's getting paid for it, though.
Yeah, but he's, you know, they put him up. He's a fine male specimen, American male specimen, mm-hmm. white guy. I'm surprised they didn't make him clap like a circus seal. Bounce a ball off his nose. Might as well.
Yeah.
And what were we supposed to do? Say, ooh, yeah, that's beautiful. No, it isn't. No, it isn't. It's humiliating, disgusting, and embarrassing.
Well,
oh, my goodness.
You know me, though, Joanne. I don't necessarily have a problem with nudity. I'm one of those people that just think that Americans and our culture put so much focus on clothing. But at the same time, mm-hmm. if the globalists pay him to do that and he signs his name on the bottom line and they recognize it as a ritual, then that's that's what I'm not into. If John Cena was doing something to desexualize nudity or something, I wouldn't have an issue with that. But I do have an issue.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Yeah.
I do agree with you. I don't have a problem with nudity either. But it was the manner it was done in.
Exactly.
It was done in a humiliating manner.
Right.
Yeah, it wasn't done to promote, you know, bodies and... You know, don't be so uptight. No, that wasn't what it was. And he was giving away the award for the best costume.
Right.
When he wasn't wearing one. You know, it was just the way he did it. He come out and he inched his way out, and he was trying to act like all coy, and, oh, I'm so embarrassed. You marched your ass across that stage, and you're acting like you're all embarrassed, and, you know, he's taking, like, short steps so that his envelope in front of his penis didn't drop off.
But you know what stood out to me? Not the fact that he didn't have clothes on his kumquats and his ice cream cone. I always think it's funny when people say they don't have clothes on, but they're wearing shoes. I look at that sometimes, and I just found that to be hilarious.
I didn't even notice if he was wearing shoes. I was just turned off by the whole thing.
Yeah,
if you don't walk out. Yeah, well, that's right. He did have sandals on. If he had come walking out all proud and he had it, you know, just holding the envelope in front of him and said, you know, I look good, so I'm wearing my costume. No one would have said a word to him, but the way he inched his way out like a scared little girl, you know, and like he was being pushed out there and made to act like that.
I guess one example on my end that you might co-sign for, even though it might not be tasteful exactly, and in New York City it's completely legal for a woman to do this, but say, we'll just throw somebody at random whether they're interested or not. Let's say that Britney Spears walked that stage topless and she was promoting something that a lot of women do in August called Free the Nipple, where it's that they want to have the freedom to not wear a shirt anytime that it's legal for a man to not wear a shirt, then I would respect that because I know that Britney Spears is part of that. And while it might not be my thing necessarily, I understand. And as long as it's legal or you're promoting that, why is this different than John Cena not wearing a shirt? I can respect that thought.
Yeah. All right. I'll go along with that. You know, I don't mind breastfeeding either. You know, but
exactly.
Breastfeeding mothers, if the baby's hungry, you feed it. You know, but I don't know. It was just the manner he did it in. And,
right.
You know, like I said, I live in Florida. They go topless all the time. They wear thong bathing suits. But they're just walking around in these clothes, and it's not fazing them. It's okay. It was the manner he did it in. He inched his way out, and he was acting like a hostage. It wasn't comfortable. It didn't look like something he wanted to do, but he was forced into doing it. You know, and you come out on that stage with no clothes on. Would somebody steal your clothes? Or is somebody making you do that? You know, if you wanted to come out here, hold your head up, square off your shoulders, and march your ass out there. You know, if you really wanted to be doing that, then do it. But don't act like you're being forced into it. Because then it's
humiliating. And that's what sold it on him getting paid the big bucks to do that as a humiliation ritual, because he looked humiliated.
He looked humiliated. See, if you saw a girl with no shirt on and she was kind of like holding her arm up in front of her breast, and holding her hand up in front of her lower parts, and she was inching her way out onto stage in a humiliated fashion, like somebody was forcing her to do it, you'd go and you'd give her a shirt. But if she come out and she was bare naked and she had her held up high and her shoulders back square and she intended to do that and that was her choice, that's a different story. He was acting like it wasn't his choice. He was acting like he was being forced into it. And that's the part that got me. I mean, he's built to death. He's built fantastic. He's got a great body. But it looked like he didn't want to show it, but it was being forced into it. And that's the part that got me. Not that he was naked at all.
It's all in how it's sold, in my opinion.
Right, exactly. You're right. It's how it was sold. And that wasn't selling me anything. That was telling me that he was being humiliated.
Well, I guess the Oscars, at least people are talking about it, but more people are talking about it than watched it. And not
well,
a good
I didn't
way.
Watch it. I didn't watch it. I did see that clip, and I was just way turned off by it. I didn't watch any of their movies either. The last movie I saw was Sound of Freedom.
Yeah. I have to admit, though, in a weird sense, I wish a woman would come out. Not because I want to see them naked, but I want to see someone challenge that. Well, why is it that John Cena can come out and not wear a shirt, but I have to? I would love to see that and have that come up in discussion.
Yeah, that, you know, I don't have a problem with that. You know, I'll tell you, I don't want to see anybody saggy boobs either.
No, I get it.
You know, it's, well, I don't know. I you won't see me out there naked, but that doesn't matter. I don't have a problem with other people being naked. You know, everybody do your own thing.
I will admit, Joanne, I will admit that there will be times in the summer when I'm sleeping and I do not wear clothes because it might be 92 degrees at night. And
mm-hmm.
if all I'm doing is going to bed, and the only one that's going to see me is my wife and the pets. I don't care. When
right.
it's hot, I'm not gonna wear anything. That's just how it is.
Yeah.
And if my wife says, "Hey, did you take the trash out?" I admit to a few times in my life, not even thinking about it, and I go outside and throw the trash out and get back in the bed. But that's like at 2 in the morning or midnight or something.
Yeah, by the time anybody notices, you're already back in the house.
Yeah, exactly.
It's okay to walk around the house naked. You're just going to do that inside.
There was once I started a Facebook Live because I couldn't sleep. I was in bed for like 2 hours. I'm like, screw this. My hair is still combed, or I went over it with a comb. I put the camera on. Then I realized that when I stood up, I didn't have anything on, so I had to shut it off.
Yeah, that's probably a good idea. You don't want to get caught tubing.
But it wasn't done like, hey, look at me. I just, hey, you understand it's hot in Florida and humid and, if you're just going to bed, what's the point?
It's oppressive here in the summer.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's oppressive here in the summer. It really, really is. And, yeah, less is good. You know, we wear shorts and very lightweight clothing here. And some people don't wear any. Like I said, they walk around with no tops and they got thong bathing suits on. And nobody says anything to them.
See, and my thing, I guess, would be if they wanted to desexualize these bathrooms, because if they're trying to make unisex bathrooms now, the time to do that would have been hundreds of years ago. If you just
well,
wanted
we do
to
have
be...
those here. Or we just call them family bathrooms. The whole family can go in.
Yeah, well, I get that, But the thing is, I guess, instead of having men's rooms and women's rooms, if you wanted to desexualize the bathrooms, then you have to desexualize the body as a whole. And
yeah.
Can it be done? Yes, but it would take a lot of time, and you would have to
yeah.
stop. You would just have to, I guess, if they want to call women a man and man a woman, what are you going to, I guess at some point, if the lines are going to be blurred on who is what, then maybe it's time to start thinking about nudity laws and such. Now, I'm not saying that we all need to run down to McGMO naked, but I'm saying that if you want to decriminalize something and make something acceptable, you can't just go 0 to 100. You have to show in a family-oriented, professional manner that it's acceptable. You can't just say, oh, we're going to start letting men go into women's restrooms and if they rape you, it's your fault. That's not the way to sell that. Or hide it. If you want men and women to use the same restroom and have equal rights, then if there's ever a rape in that restroom, you better act like it's the worst thing anybody's ever done.
Yeah, I don't want to see little kids running around naked either, because then the perverts think it's okay to bother them.
So that's my point.
Yeah.
Because if a man follows that kid into the restroom, and then when the judge says, well, we can't prosecute him because he identified as a woman that day, then, yeah, that's enabling, which we don't want. If you want to fix the problem, then you got to go all in. You can't just say, well, we want to fix it, but we want to side with the raper. That's not how you're going to fix what you want to fix. All you're doing is creating a big mess.
Yeah, because I got a real problem with people molesting children and
absolutely.
I don't care what they're identifying as, you know.
Right, exactly. That's my point. You can't.
Yeah, so I don't
want to. This is acceptable,
the
and then
chances.
When something
everybody
happens,
keep your clothes on.
You arrest the father that complained about it when they did nothing. That's not how you fix the problem.
Yeah, well, see, that's what happens when you call the cops.
Right.
You know, if somebody's molesting your kid, you don't call the cops, then why's everybody got to know you're there? That's the way I see it. No, you touch the children, and we got problems. So, you know, all that nudity ain't helping, and there's, you know, there's ways, but in there's appropriate places, mm-hmm. and, you know, circumstances and stuff. I'm not saying everybody had to have clothes. I don't care about nudists and nudism and all of that, but just, you know, leave
the kids
out of it.
You know what changed
my
thoughts on the whole nudity issue was when they started trying to force everybody to wear scams, and they're trying to say that wearing a scam is just like wearing shoes. It's required and it's illegal to not wear it. Then that had me thinking, well, how did the other parts of the body start becoming an issue?
Mm.
And why are people so worried about what each other's wearing? So
right.
I get the concept, but you can't sexualize everything and desexualize everything at the same time. You can't get four-year-olds hyped up on what gender they are, and you teach the kids about sex in preschool, but then you want to decriminalize men going into women's rooms. You can't have both.
Yeah. You know, I was having this conversation today about them teaching the kids, they're teaching them how all kinds of sex positions and, mm-hmm. you know, oral sex, things like that in the books in the kindergarten. And then you get mad at the kids when they, you know, discover their bodies with the other children. You know, everybody gets all freaked out. Why are you teaching them this stuff? Why do children have to be sexualized? Why are they even going to know that? And why is it your business to teach them? It's the parents' business. The adults in their lives, you know, to sit them down and explain things to them on their own terms, at their own pace, or not. But it's not up to the teachers. The teachers are supposed to be teaching math, English, science, history, things like that, how to read the tape measure. You know, that's what teachers are supposed to be teaching. They're not supposed to be teaching about parts and sexual positions and how to put a condom on and gender stuff. That's stay in your lane, folks. That's not up to them. These teachers are with these kids 10 months out of their whole life. You know, just a school year. And they think they're authorities on what gender your kid should be. You were with the kid when it was born. You had that kid. You've raised this child. And you're going to be with that child until it's an adult and leaves your home. That's who should be helping these children with their sexual identities. Not a teacher who's just met them and, you know, has got 30 other kids in the class and now they're an authority on what your kid should be. Teach my kid math and English, history, spelling. How about that?
Well, if they want to
teach
my something,
kids the rest
it would be
of the
that
things
you,
I need them to know.
You would be that you're responsible for your own body and you're not gonna sexualize anything or anyone based on what gender they are or or what body parts they have and just let it go. You're not there to do the bidding of pedophiles.
Right. You know, you teach them how to keep their bodies clean if you want to, you know, make sure they wash their hands after they use the bathroom,
yeah.
Make sure that, you know, they teach them how to use a comb and things like that if you need to. Don't humiliate them in class, but, you know, health education, how to be healthy, you know, how to eat right, how to maintain sanitation, things like that, you can teach them. But you don't have to teach them about sexual positions and oral sex or, you know, any kind of fetish stuff. Well, you don't have to teach them all that. You don't have to teach them about gay or straight or trans or any of that. They're going to know themselves eventually.
You know what I wanted to learn when I was in the first grade? I wanted to learn that if on Friday when I went with my dad to the store, if he was going to buy me a pack of 30-cent baseball cards.
Yeah.
That's all I wanted.
C-spot run.
Yeah. I wanted Matchbox cars. I wanted a baseball glove. And I wanted a pack of baseball cards. And maybe some candy.
Yeah.
Although the cards and the comics and all that took precedence. I didn't want to know about all the other stuff.
Yeah, and God forbid you say, oh, I want to be a girl just for a day. They'll have you down the snipping clinic in a heartbeat behind your parents' back. Mm-hmm. You know, today he wants to be a girl. Tomorrow he wants to be a Ninja Turtle. Day after that he wants to be a Tyrannosaurus Rex. Leave him alone. You know, let him be whatever he's going to be that day, and tomorrow he might want to be something different. Don't make the kid make a permanent decision at that age that they have to live with the rest of their lives and the rest of their school. You know, and they're putting the pressure on these kids, too. You know, the teachers are demanding to know their sexuality. Why? What business is it of yours?
Because, like you
said,
they only have 10 months together, so they have to peer pressure quickly.
Yeah, but they do. And then, you know, well, you have to teach them pronouns, things like that. Why does everybody in the class have to have a pronoun? And, you know, why do they got to learn about transgenderism and stuff? There was this big, all of a sudden, there's a huge explosion of transgenderism in this country because it was a fad, like hula hoops, and they were putting pressure on the kids. So everybody was non-gender, but on non-binary, or things like that. Maybe the kid just didn't want to tell you or didn't want to have to pick, so they just didn't pick anything.
Yeah.
You know, why is it your business to know what this kid is doing sexual? Your business is to know if they can read and write. Not if they can put on a condom. That's none of your business. That bothers me.
I know.
You don't have to be teaching these little kids like that.
So, Joanne, let's move on here. We do have a broccoli, and we do have one of your favorite callers that wants to join us. I'd rather get the cartoon out of the way.
All right. Well, see if he wants to hold on, and then we'll do that.
All right, so let me, do you have the cartoon?
No, would you send it to me?
I got it. I got you. I think you might have watched it already, but we'll see.
I did. I saw it. I liked it. I liked the graphics and stuff.
Yeah, we'll talk about it after.
Yep.
Yeah, I was trying to put some stuff in the background this time.
What kind of stuff?
So this one, you had to kind of pay attention to the video to put it together.
Yeah. All right, I'm up
All
with
right.
you, so.
All right.
Carla, hold on. We'll be right back.
All right, so this video and all of them, you could find on Rumble. You could look up Broccoli Man. There's hundreds of them. You could binge watch them. This one is called Wiretap Inspecting Packages. All right, so here's this week's Broccoli Man. So 3, 2, 1, action.
Hey,
I cannot wait to get home. I am so glad we were able to save about 25 kids out of a sealed shipping container today. I just hope we can find their parents and then arrest whoever tried to smuggle those children. These sanctuary cities sure do have a lot of crime. And somehow these liberals have no idea that it is the illegals gangs that are causing all the problems. But, they keep voting Democrat.
Hold it right there, green dude. I noticed you riding on this subway and you completely did not authorize anyone to view your package.
Do what? I did not do any shopping today. I am on my way to the train station so I can pick up my car and go home.
Don't you back sass me, little biznitch. You need to show me your package.
Look. I have my car keys and my wallet. As you can see, there are no packages with me.
Let's try this again, you dolt. You got on this train. You did not let anyone see your package on your person.
Excuse me. Why would I do that?
The governor of this state said that anyone riding on the subway is required to let us view any large suspicious items, sir. We have reason to believe you are concealing an extremely large package.
I don't think that is what the governor meant.
I do think that is what the governor meant. So now I need you to remove your dungarees, your underoos, your blouse, and if you are wearing a bra, you could be hiding some Bitcoin inside your package.
Seriously? You want me to strip naked on this subway so you can inspect my stuff for some coins that are only traded on the internet?
Precisely, sir. So we now must disrobe you right this instant so I can check your package, your box, your bags, and especially your sack. And we need to see if you have a cherry. You look like you have something to hide.
I do have something to hide. My junk.
Ha ha, green dude. Not funny. I am going to start calling you Popeyes, because you bees is acting too chicken. Look, you goonwixer. Every other person removes their pantaloons and lets me do my searches on their persons. Quit beating difficult, sir.
Oh, really? I ain't interested.
That tears it, green dude. I knew it. You acted a little too sus when I told you to remove your clothings. I do need to use all of my five senses to locate any illegal items, sir. I am going to need to taste, touch, hear, see, and smell your package.
That's gonna be a no for me, dog.
That's finna be a yes for me, dog. Now please remove your blouse as well. I need to inspect your melons and see if you are carrying any large bazookas.
Instead of fighting with a superhero on a train, why don't you go arrest some illegals? They are the ones committing the crimes.
Very funny, green dude. Way to try and deflect the attention off of you and onto another non-existent problem. We'll know we are not allowed to racially profile, sir. Because we are not allowed to racially profile anyone who looks like they're an undocumented friend of America, we are forbidden to inspect their holdings.
But those are the people doing the crimes.
But sir, if we inspect the legal residents, we can show that the streets are safe because almost 100% of the persons inspected will not have any weaponry on themselves. Then we can tell the world that the streets we run are extremely safe.
Isn't that fake news?
Guess what, sir? No one bloody cares. All they care about is January 6th and also why you're not wearing a bloody scam on that face. So long as we are trying to arrest Donald Trump, everyone is happy.
Why would everyone be happy about crime in the streets, but you are arresting Donald Trump?
Because Donald Trump is a threat to our crime syndicate. He is a traitor to our democracy.
You mean he is a threat to the 1%?
Absolutely, sir. When Trump runs these streets, it makes life harder for us globalists. How would you feel if we could not diddle childrens, have ongoing wars or kill anyone we want to? Just because someone who is not part of our system says no.
I would feel great knowing that the 99% can live free again.
Not very funny, Green Goose. Just for that you need to hurry up and remove those dungarees post haste. I need to verify and inspect your pistol.
Good luck with that. I am not allowing you to have your way with me.
Sir, I am in desperate need to inspect your ice cream cone, your kumquats, and perhaps I need to see if you are packing any fudge. I'm getting very hungry just thinking about it. Can't you just comply just like every other train seal bus?
How about... No.
You need to shut that jack right this instant. You need to zip it. Zip it good. When a problem comes around, you must zip it. Just for that I need to view your hair follicles. I now must have to run my hands through your long flowing mane. I need to check you for lice.
Hey wiretap. I think you have the wrong number.
That is it, Green Dude. You keep stepping in it. Now stand up those legs. I need you to turn around bright eyes. I need to inspect that backside. You might have to make some. Deposit the ding, I am still wearing my gloves.
Hey everyone. Why do you let your areas do this to people? Stand up for yourself and say no. If no one complies, they cannot do this stuff to you.
Please do continue to comply. We need all you airbags and something that cares to continue saying govern me harder daddy. I believe in Klaus Schwab and will eat the bugs and owns nothing. We need everyone to support G-Globalists by purchasing and getting into their Leisnacher suicide pod.
Please everyone. Educate yourself. Do not be a sheep and give up your life for the 1% to take the world over. God needs everyone to stand up against this satanic cult. Refuse the microchip and the destruction of society. Check out the Proof Negative radio show. Proof is on weeknights 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time. That is 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. Proof has on great guests, excellent co-hosts, and all the news you need to be aware of. Go to freedomizerradio.com and click on Listen Live. Also, when you go to freedomizerradio.com, go to their show schedule and look at all the other shows on the network. Freedomizer has on great people. You will like the other shows too, they are all good. FreedomizerRadio.com.
We need far less advertising of FreedomizerRadio.com and more of this green dude showing me his junk. We'll need to support Michael Robinson Obama. Michael Robinson Obama is a nice lady.
Don't listen to him.
Now about that green dude. I heard a song on the radio today that made me think of him, the great Diana Ross. I said upside down, you're turning me. You're giving love instinctively. Round and round, you're turning me. Upside down boy, you turn me inside out and round, upside down boy. You turn me inside out and round and round. Yeah.
I like the little smile at the end. That was good. I loved all your graphics. Michael Robinson Obama's a nice lady. Barefoot is legal. Be the difference. Yeah. My only advice is do not comply. Just say no, Doug. Yeah, DJT's a threat to the crime syndicate. And I like the guy with the pistol in his hand, too. Just sitting there. And the little old lady behind him that looks like... Mrs. Doubtfire. That's pretty cool too. I like your graphics and your characters and stuff. You do a good job on those.
Yeah, I had to put some people in the background.
Yeah, you did good. The girl standing there, I noticed that the little old lady was blinking, and the girl standing at the door, she was moving her hands and stuff, so she was, like, rocking with the train. The guy sitting down was, too. And the other guy with the gun, he just keeps waving it back and forth, brandishing. Nobody says anything to him. He's just sitting there with a gun in his lap. Speaking of guns, you know, up in New York, the people were nervous because the National Guard had long guns. So the governor made them put the long guns away. So now they're not showing the guns. I don't know. Said it looked too military. The camouflage and the tactical vests, that didn't make it look too military.
No.
They're wearing military uniforms. But I guess they can only bring the short guns now. They can't bring the long guns. Too scary. People out there, don't be afraid of guns. I mean, if somebody's holding a gun against you, yeah, you'd be afraid of that. But do you ever see, like, somebody look at a gun or they'll say, touch it? No, I don't want to touch it. The gun is a tool, just like a hammer is a tool. A hammer could do damage, too. And you're not afraid to touch those. Just learn how to handle guns properly. When you're holding a gun, you always assume that it's loaded. Don't just take it for granted that somebody, you know, emptied it out. No. You don't know if they did it right, so always assume a gun is loaded. But, you know, guns have been around for a very long time. And the guns don't just get up and kill people. You know, I don't care what the liberals want you to believe. People kill people. Somebody has to be holding the gun, aiming the gun, and pulling the trigger. So don't blame the gun. There were steps that had to be taken before that gun fired. Blame the person that took the steps. And, you know, like, I don't have any assault weapons. I've got a few defensive ones, but none assault. I never owned an assault weapon. So, you know, people are not threats. Normal, caring people. And you'd be amazed at how many people are walking around with guns that you would ever even know they had a gun on them. You know, little old ladies are down here carrying Glocks. And you don't know they're carrying a Glock. They're just going about their business, you know, hanging out at the restaurants and sitting there chatting with their friends and stuff. You know, yeah, you don't know what they got on. They're sitting at a bingo parlor playing bingo. I know at least six people in that bingo hall that have guns. So, you know, they're not shooting anyone. So, you want to bring our caller in?
Yes, I do.
All right, let's welcome them.
Good evening. I'm late today. I've been negotiating part of my duties in my book area.
Nice. So proud of you for those books. Ladies and gentlemen, this is one of our very dear friends of the show. This is Joe. So what's going on out there tonight? Anything good? We got any cannibals yet?
Oh, I don't know. Did you bring up Haiti yet?
It didn't time perfectly.
That was your applause.
Oh, thank
for
you.
Welcoming you in.
Thank you. Have you talked about Haiti?
A little bit. Why? What do you got to say about it?
The Coast Guard is going to be protecting the refugees coming over here.
Oh, they are?
The order's been given.
Yeah, well, Governor DeSantis said that he's turning them around.
Well, we're going to probably see the Coast Guard go with against the state of Florida then.
I don't think that's a good idea. Now we're going to pit military against military, the Coast Guard against the National Guard. That's not going to work out well.
No. In fact, there was a hearing today in Congress, and they were asked that. The officials were just as dumb can sheep as can be, but, you know, they were hiding things, so what else is new? Okay, here's one that's very important, Joanne.
What?
The new flu vaccine is going to be RNA. Don't get it.
No.
They're going
I wouldn't take
to
any
out.
Of their vaccines.
Well, the new one, you know, my mom takes the flu vaccine. I'm going to tell her, no, 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 no.
No. It shouldn't be mRNA. It should just be a dead virus. It shouldn't be a live mRNA. It shouldn't be something that's going to alter your DNA. Humans are not RNA. Humans are DNA. And
well,
in order for,
yeah.
For our bodies to accept those vaccines, it has to neutralize our immune system. Guess how they neutralize someone's immune system? They give them AIDS. So
well, I'm dealing with it. Yeah. I'm dealing
yeah,
with it.
Good.
I mean, not myself, but, you know, I started a COVID forum, and I'm trying to help people that got the vaccine. They're having all kinds of problems.
Mm-hmm. Did you see that heart issues, myocardial infractions, all that stuff, myocarditis, is up 900% in pilots?
It does not surprise
me.
I'm going to loop you in on my COVID forum. I'm going to add you into it. It's over hidden in Facebook land. It'll be called Prayer Request. And,
okay.
You know, and you could just read everything that's there. Yeah, I saw that. I mean, it's been saying, okay, then we're going to the, here's another one. You ready for this one?
They want to
switch the eggs at the Easter egg thing at the White House to potatoes.
Well, that'll be fun. They got to do a potato roll instead of an egg roll? I wouldn't even let my kid go to the White House. I didn't want them sniffed by the personnel there.
Well, you don't want to see half-naked people either.
No. I don't want to see half-naked people. I don't want to...
So, Joanne, you don't want to see half-naked people? You'd rather see full-naked people?
I don't, you know, I'm not even sure I want to see people at all anymore.
So that's going on. Hey, I can't find it. I was reading it yesterday. I thought I saved it. A whole bunch of new vitamin D research just came out in the last 2 days. And it was absolutely beyond what I ever thought it was. It is, I mean, it is, they did a chart. And the people that the more vitamin D you take, the more you don't have cancer, you don't have heart disease,
mm-hmm.
you don't have diabetes. It's just amazing on what vitamin D does to the body.
Yeah.
And all this new research is coming out now. And basically, if you go out and get sun.
We really are solar powered.
Yeah. If you go out and get sun and you keep your vitamin D levels high, you will live mm-hmm. a long life and be free of sickness.
Yeah, well, it helps your body fight viruses, that's for sure.
There was one lady that she was having problems with her father. Her father wasn't absorbing the vitamin D, and he was coming down with this, and he was coming down with that, and he was coming down with this. So she was a doctor, and so what she did with her father, she found a place where he could go and get the safe, you know, UV lighting. You know, from
mm-hmm.
a tanning bed. So he went for a couple
yep.
minutes, and he started building up, and slowly, I mean, his vitamin D levels were like in the teens, which
is
very dangerous.
Do you remember we told people about that when they first started getting COVID? I said, don't lock them in a bedroom, in a a dark room. Put them out in the sun.
What,
get as much sun on you, as much vitamin D as you can in you.
Remember the sanatoriums? They put them out in the sun.
Mm-hmm.
Back when they had that outbreak.
Yeah, well, you notice
people
up in the northern regions where the sun doesn't, shine as much in the winter. You know, like up in Massachusetts, they have 108 days of sunshine out of 365. Down here in Florida, we got sunshine 300 out of 365 days. So the people down here are healthier. That's why they say it's like the fountain of youth. You know, same as like Arizona and Nevada, places like that where the sun shines most of the time. They say that people found the fountain of youth. No, it isn't the fountain of youth. It's just that we have more exposure to the sun.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they don't want you sitting out in the sun and getting sun cancer. But you have to maintain a high level of vitamin D in your body. And I was telling my friends up in Massachusetts, get in a tanning bed.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, that 15 minutes in that tanning bed will do you a world of good.
She was able to get her father, his level way high. And guess what? All these diseases that he was fighting disappeared.
Yeah. Yeah, you need vitamin D. Proof is big on vitamins. Proof knows all about vitamins.
Oh, absolutely.
He's amazing.
Good,
oh, yeah.
Good for you, Proof.
Oh, I'm
yeah,
amazing.
That's why the grounding is so important.
Yep.
But,
yeah, that's why you got to
well,
be careful.
I mean,
you got to put your feet in grass in the dirt.
Yeah, well, look at COVID. The people that was in the ICU, they tested they did test on their vitamin D levels, and the ones that died had hardly any vitamin D levels to them. Very few people.
Yeah, you know, I saw that about 100,
ICU.
Almost 100% of the people who died with COVID
yeah.
had vitamin D deficiencies.
And in the people that were at ICU, very few people, and even people that went to the hospital, there was very few people. I mean, they're
mm-hmm.
finding a lot. And, you know, vitamin D used to be demonized, and it still somewhat is, but more in the past, they you know, demonized vitamin D because it cuts out their pharma profits.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But you got to
take
vitamin
D and zinc to fight viruses.
Vitamin Z and zinc, you also need to take vitamin K with vitamin D. That
mm-hmm.
keeps that'll keep your from
Absolutely,
your
yes.
arteries.
Yeah, I have that. K2.
Mm-hmm.
K2?
D3 goes with K2, yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Because if you just take vitamin D, you have to deal with the calcium in your system. And the two work together, hand in hand. Excellent.
Okay. Mm.
And
well,
add
that's
a little
good information
zinc in there.
For our listeners.
Yeah, and add a little zinc in there, and you'll be okay.
Yeah, don't go overboard with the vitamin zinc, because everything will start tasting metallic if you take too much of it.
Right. Only when you if you have an infection coming on. You overdose on zinc for a couple of days. And if
yes.
you have an infection coming on, another thing you can do, you can up your vitamin D levels for like 5 times, up to 50,000 for a couple of days to deal with an infection. But you don't
well,
want to do that long term.
A couple of weeks ago, and I think vitamin D got me through it. I got really sick. I got a virus, but I didn't end up getting hospitalized or anything like I have in previous years. But, yeah, I went high on the vitamin D, vitamin C, zinc. I didn't do the K2, though.
Yeah, another good one
is
quercetin.
I will next time.
Quercetin.
Yeah.
That is another excellent, you know, that works there.
Well, I've been reading about that quercetin.
I got mine off of, let me look up here. I got mine. It's called MoxiVites. It's a whole food quercetin. And what it is, this is bio-quercetin. It's designed to go naturally with your body. It's not a synthetic quercetin. It's a natural
okay.
quercetin. It comes from all the fruits. And you can find it on Amazon, and it's from MoxiVites. And it's good stuff.
Now, what fruits does quercetin come from?
Mostly oranges, strawberries, pineapples, lemons, and some of the green vegetables.
Okay.
And this,
yeah, that's,
and why,
that's good to know.
Why I like watercress, it's yellow dock root. I mean, all kind. There's like 25 different veggies in here. What I like about this is it's a natural form of quercetin. It's not synthetic. I've been buying most of my vitamins now, the main ones, from this company called MoxiVites, because everything they put out is bioflavonoid or bioavailable. And you don't want a synthetic. You want to try to take your vitamins in a bio form. I take my vitamin be from that company because it's bioavailable, and it makes a lot of difference that, you know, you want
what
to
What do you guys think about that balance of nature that I see advertised everywhere?
I don't know
who
that
owns
much.
Them offhand, but I think they're owned from a mega corporation.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's not many companies that can afford that much advertising and be a mom-and-pop brand.
You know, another thing for COVID is beets. You need the nitrogen. Beets and apples.
Yeah, nitric oxide.
Yep, you need that nitric
it's
oxide.
But the thing is, Joanne, that I'm big into nitric oxide right now. And you know what's better than the beets itself? Not the root. But you eat the tops. The beet greens are better than the root.
Yeah, because that's really good for your blood, and it'll cut down on blood clots, and it will help oxygenate your blood. So when you're having a hard time breathing with the virus, you need that nitric oxide. That's absolute necessity. Even if you got to get the artificial stuff in, like the NOS 2. Whatever it is, that drink, you need the nitric oxide. Very, very important. Because that virus brings blood clots. And the nitric oxide oxygenates your blood.
Another good thing is natto, Nekanese. That is what the Japanese eat, but you can get a form of that. That cleans out all the blood clots. Yeah, that's a big food. It's beans. It's fermented beans in Japan. That's why the Japanese have such a low incidence of heart disease.
Mm-hmm.
It's called natto, and it has Nekanese in it. And it's a natural clot buster. It eats all that crud in your veins. I take it in a form called Neprenol, which is like five different systematic enzymes. We've never been taught this stuff. They don't teach it. You know, you go talk to somebody, a doctor, and ask them about systematic enzymes. They're going to look you like a cow in a new gate. But the systematic enzymes, when we're young, we have those. When we get older, we don't have. You know, we lose them. And what it is, you have to take it on an empty stomach, but it goes through your blood system, and it's like Pac-Man, and they're eating all the crud in your blood system.
Oh, that sounds amazing.
And I was down in Florida on one of my business trips. I think I was at Fort Myers. I went to the vitamin shop and talked to cardiologists, and I said, "Wow, you guys are on the cutting edge." And this was years ago. And he recommended, and a lot of the doctors are now recommending. You know, the cardiologist is recommending this to their patients called Neprenol. Neprinol.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a good cleaning out the blood system. A new one that's now come out is called Lambrusconese. That's another systematic enzyme. And again, you know, it goes and cleans out the crud in your blood system.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, the big pharmacy companies don't like us talking like this, especially about vitamins and enzymes. And oxides, because that's their job security. They make money off keeping us sick.
That is true. You're right.
Yeah, if they keep us, if we're healthy, then they're not going to make any money. And just stay away from their vaccines.
Well, you go to the doctor, you know, you have high cholesterol. Well, number one, their chart on cholesterol is all goofed up. Study out of Korea, I think it was hundreds of thousands of men. They found the people that were having the heart attacks were the ones that had low cholesterol.
Oh.
And then what they found, the normal cholesterol was about 220 to 230. Now, if you go to the doctor's office, and you have that, don't eat any cholesterol. You know, you need to cut your diet down. When they found out in the Korean is the people that had that range were the best people in the cardiologist system. They didn't get heart attacks.
Well, they're also smarter, too. Your brain is made out of cholesterol. So is your liver.
And so they give us these statins to take the cholesterol. You need that cholesterol.
And it gives you Alzheimer's and liver disease.
Right. And then the second thing is, and this is all just so, I have all these books I read in my collection. I might have a lot of religious books. My second biggest collection in my library is health books. And what they're finding out now, you can eat eggs, you can eat bacon. I'm saying clean eggs and clean meat, bacon.
Mm-hmm.
And they just now came out and said beef is good for you. Did you see that report last week?
We've always known beef is good for you.
Right. That's a good source
of vitamin A, vitamin D.
Right. And liver. Good beef liver. So basically the medical community today is basically messed up.
Well, that's why we have sharp teeth, because we're carnivores. If we were going to be vegetarians, we would have had beaks or filed down teeth. We don't need sharp teeth for that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's vegetarian.
I don't even have any teeth. I have a lady that has a farm. She has pasture-raised chickens. And I go over there and buy a couple dozen eggs every week. And I eat three eggs in the morning, and I either eat some clean bacon or some clean sausage. And that's my breakfast in the morning.
Well, eggs are not bad for you. You need them, the protein and the cholesterol. If you burn yourself really bad, take an egg white and rub it on that burnt skin. And it puts like a layer of skin over it. And you won't get infections and stuff. Just take that clean egg white. And that acts like a new skin. If you see somebody badly burnt.
Yeah.
Remember they used to tell you put butter on it or cold water and stuff?
Yeah.
No, put egg white on it.
Mm-hmm. They disproved the fake meat by Bill Gates. Don't eat that stuff. That stuff is poison. It causes cancer.
Mm-hmm.
Beyond meat, beyond chicken, it's poison.
Yeah.
Poison.
Don't eat any of that stuff. If you're going to be a vegan. Don't buy fake meats. They're not meats at all.
We were talking about the vaccines. They just came out with a study, and they studied the Amish. Guess what? They have no cancer. They have no autism. They have no heart failure. The children, because they don't get shot.
Yep, they don't get vaccines, and they don't eat pesticides and poisons and GMO.
And guess what?
My daughter gets all the fruits for the shop from the Amish.
Great. Do you have Amish down there?
Oh, yeah. We have a whole enclave of them in Sarasota.
Oh, wow.
Sarasota is crawling with Amish. It's a whole section. And they got farms, and they got stores and restaurants.
It's
really an amazing. You ought to go down there. They have the Detweiler's Market, which is all Amish. They even sell furniture in this market. But every one of the vegetables is non-GMO. I save all the seeds from all the vegetables that we buy there, like the peppers and the tomatoes, things like that. I got all those fresh seeds because those are heirloom seeds. Those will reproduce. GMO seeds, they'll produce the first season, but then you can't use the seeds. The seeds won't grow. They won't fruit for the next season. No sense in saving those seeds. They're no good. But the heirloom seeds, you grow that plant, and then you take those seeds, and then you put those seeds up, and you store them. The next year, next growing season, we have three growing seasons here, but next growing season, you use those seeds, and they will regenerate, and they will fruit. So, only use the seeds from the Amish, and take them right straight from the vegetable. Up there, you should get some of those apples, too, and plant yourself a couple of nice apple trees. Because the nitric oxide in those apples would be amazing. Between all the snow and stuff you get, they love the snow.
Oh,
all
yeah,
the nitrogen
yeah.
in that. Oh, yeah, they love the snow. That feeds them nitrogen.
Did you know the fastest growing populous sect in the world, well, the United States, are the Amish?
You know, I was reading a story about them. And, you know, the young people, some of them are itching to get out of there, get off the Amish plantation. And then they go out into the real world, and they usually end up coming back. It's like 90% of them come back to the community. It's too much for them. They don't like it. And they revere their children. They love the children. And they just live a simple life. And you're right, they're not sick. They're not sick. They don't have autism. They mind their own business. And they're good people. They take care of their own. There's nothing wrong with anything they're doing. And they don't use pesticides, and they don't use genetically altered anything, including themselves. They don't alter any of that. Yeah. And they grow really good fruit, too. Really good fruit and vegetables. The peppers are so bursting with flavor. The purple onions, they're so good. Mushrooms, tomatoes we buy, and they're not expensive either. You know, they move their stuff really quick. My daughter, they'll battle with you, too, and they'll haggle the price. You know, but at the end of the day, if the guy doesn't sell all his tomatoes, he'll let a case of tomatoes go for $7.
Mm-hmm.
And you're lucky you can buy two tomatoes for $7 right now.
True.
Yeah, so they're very reasonable. They don't want to bring them back to the, you know, to the farm, so they just sell them right there. And the watermelon, oh my goodness. The watermelon are amazing down here. They're big and red and pulpy inside. Oh, they're so good.
My favorite are the yellow watermelons, Joanne.
I like yellow watermelons, too, but I'll tell you, the yellow watermelons down here, the seed, and the seedless still have seeds, but they're just a younger seed. But I'll tell you, when you're checking a watermelon, the striped ones, if you can fit two fingers between the stripes, it's ripe. If you can only fit one finger between the stripes, it's not quite ripe yet. So when you get a watermelon, use your two fingers. If you get it from the Amish people, the watermelon down here is just fabulous. You know, it's probably because it's vine ripened too. They don't pick it young and ship it off to all over the country, you know, and let it ripen in the box. It ripens right on the vine here. And then you'll see them on the side of the road with the buggies full of watermelon. And they're like two for $5 still. They're not out there robbing anybody. Their prices are the same because they use their own seeds and their own fertilizer because it's all natural from their chickens and their cows and whatever else they got going on, and compost. So, you know, they just use the earth and use the bios that they have in the earth. So they keep their prices really low. And the food is good. Yeah, if you ever get down here, guys, go to Sarasota and go to Detweiler's. But that whole area is full of restaurants. There's just restaurants on both sides of the streets. And their burger is fresh. You haven't tasted anything like a burger at an Amish place. And the burgers are huge. A full-grown man could probably only eat half of one of these burgers. And they're so fresh. You could tell a piece of fresh meat. And down here in Florida, Florida's a beef state, too. So the beef that we eat, the fresh beef, is from Florida. They're not from out of state. You know, if you, like, go to the store and buy the frozen Bubba burgers or something, yeah, those could be from somewhere else. But the fresh beef down here in Florida is from Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And you can tell it's fresh. You know, it's like going to Texas. The stick in Texas is from Texas. So it's good to have local meats and produce. And that way you won't have too many allergies either. Because it's all the local pollens that are working with everything you're eating around you. You know, that's another thing, speaking of local. We have a lot of bees here. We have a lot of beekeepers. And a lot of people, you know, collect and sell honey here. We got two right in my neighborhood that are beekeepers and sell honey. And if you're going to take honey, buy local honey. Don't buy the name brand local. Buy real local honey from your area because it will have the local pollens and you won't be allergic to it. You know, but if you're getting honey from California and you're living in Florida, you know, it's not going to work for your immune system as it should. Not like it would if it was local honey, that's for sure. So anyhow, what else is going on out there? What's going on with this TikTok thing? I don't want that to pass the Senate. I don't want them having the authority. And they're saying, no, it's, you know, it's only for TikTok. It's not for the other companies. Do you trust any of these people?
Well, they say it's for foreign companies, foreign control. They wrote in the language on that they couldn't touch, American companies with that.
Ah, but they did. They went around that because I read that bill and highlighted where it says any covered company. And if the president deems it dangerous or a threat to the nation, he can ban them too. So control is the goal. They're going after X. It says any covered company. Read it again. TikTok, foreign, or any covered company. You got to watch their language because they are full of it, and I don't trust any of them, and I don't want them to have that power. And they didn't even go after the balloon. You know, so now all of a sudden they care about TikTok.
I never put it on my phone.
No, I don't have it either. I don't use it, and I couldn't care less about TikTok. What I care about is the power that this bill has given them over tech companies.
Well, they're going after, I mean, they got so many things they're throwing at Elon right now.
Yeah. Yeah, they're going after X. They don't like us talking among ourselves. You know, that's another thing, too. They tell us don't talk in the bars and don't talk in church about politics. Yeah, you should be talking in the bars and you should be talking in church about politics. That's where people gather. And that's why they don't want us talking. That's the public square. So where else are you going to talk about politics? They tell you it's like taboo. Why? Because you don't want us communicating with one another or what's wrong and what we should be doing? Hey, did you see that they changed the mission statement for West Point?
They were no longer honor, duty, and country.
Yeah.
They were talking about that on the war room today.
Yeah, well, they replaced duty, honor, and country with 34 words. Mm-hmm. You know, so you got to, wow.
Did you see our friend go to the Pentagon, the guy who runs Oh My God?
Oh, O'Keefe.
Yeah, O'Keefe went and interviewed this guy from the Pentagon.
Mm-hmm.
High position. He says, we're going to come and get all your guns, and we're going to open the borders and just let anybody come across.
Yep. Yeah, he thought he was going to date O'Keefe, and so he was just spilling the beans, man.
Did you see what O'Keefe was wearing and how he was acting? It was hilarious.
Yeah.
He can play the part, I'm telling you.
Yep. I remember O'Keefe when he was hanging with us. Wow. Yeah, and he saw that the CIA had people deployed to D.C. on January 6th, right?
Yeah, I saw that. They were there.
Yeah, it was definitely a Fed surrection.
And now that the Cash was on there, he was there when that order was given. Trump made the decision to call, request 10,000 troops. Of course, the Mayor Bowser and Wicked Nancy rejected it, but they have the documentation and the J6 committee hit it.
Yeah.
They also had, remember the story about Trump reaching up and hijacking the steering wheel to have the Secret Service drive to the Capitol? That was all made up. That little,
We went over that. We went over it right here on this show, that Trump never leaned up there. We told you the makeup of the car, the windows and the walls between the driver and the passenger. He's in a complete capsule inside that back seat. And there's jump seats in that limousine. So he would have not only had to reach through the window, but he would have had to go over two Secret Service people sitting in front of him, facing him, with their back to that driver. He would have had to climb over two of them to get over to that window, to open the window, and then climb halfway through the window and grab the steering wheel. That didn't happen. That never happened. And somebody gave her a stupid story and planted it on her. Eventually it was going to come out. You know, Trump was really smart about things like that. And his people were very smart about things like that. They never told two people the same story. Because if one of those stories got back, they would know just by the details on who it was that spread it. Because each person got a different set of details. And whatever details come up, that's the person with the big mouth. So, you know, Trump's not stupid that way. And Trump, you know, Trump's a big guy. Can you imagine him trying to, you know, it's not like he was sitting in the back of a Checker taxi. He was sitting way back in the back of a stretch limo.
And their primary duty is to protect the president, period.
Right.
He can't do certain things.
Hey, you guys, I'm going to open up the mic for Bianchi here, too.
Oh, sure. Come on in, Bianchi.
Hey, gang, how's everyone?
Hello, friend. How are you tonight?
You know, I'm kind of disturbed at what happened at West Point. You know, you have to ask yourself, what's going on in the mind of these people? I really don't understand it. I mean, are they drugged or what the hell?
Well, they're saying they can't get people to sign up for military. Well, this is why.
Well, you feminized all the men, males, should I say, they're not men. They can be born, they can live the life of a male, but it don't make them a man, per se. There's a difference.
Yeah, well, the new statement, no one said duty on a country. This one says, to build, educate, train, and inspire the Corps of Cadets to be commissioned leaders of character committed to the Army values. And be ready for a lifetime of professional excellence and service to the Army and nation. That's what you replaced it with? Army values. Just generic baloney?
Yeah, so your job, instead of serving the country, is to serve the head of the military.
Yeah, and generic. No, they're excellent. They are the creme de la creme. They are the top of their game. They're not just Army values. I don't blame you, Bianchi. I don't blame you at all for being mad at that. They're just neutering. We talked about the humiliation of our men already. Now they're doing it again. Doing it to West Point cadets.
Well, we can smile at Sarah Huckabee. She signed a bill place for Arkansas that removes that X gender option mm-hmm. from forms and applications. She say either you're a male or you're a female. Enough of the nonsense.
Yeah. Good. Good.
She would make a good president.
Transition from one to the other.
I tell you, she would make a good president. Arkansas
yeah.
have full reign at bringing in criminals. And no need trying to run from them in a car because they would chase you from here to China. And they
yeah.
will perform a pit maneuver on a motorcycle if they have to.
Yep. It wouldn't hurt my feelings if she were president someday.
I tell you what, she's a very steadfast and strong-willed woman.
Yes, she is. She's
yeah,
smart.
Look at, I remember the time when she was, and her family was out in the public at restaurants and you have some of these leftist goons come up and start, you know, agitating them. I wish I was there. I would have took the chair and beat the hell out of them.
I wish I was there, too. That wouldn't have happened in front of me. I know. She was just with a couple people in her family, and they were just going out to have dinner. And the people run her out of there. That was Maxine Waters who said that. If you see them in a restaurant, you see them at a gas station, mm-hmm. you get in their face and you tell them they are not welcome here. Remember Maxine saying that?
Of course, yes.
Oh, Mad
of course,
Max.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
She was another one who had a thing going with that Bertrand Amistad there from Aristid from Haiti. Yeah, her husband was doing some shady banking with him with that. What was the name of that bank that he was doing business with? Something One. The husband has
oh,
a bank. Oh.
Yeah, that's Riggs. Well, not Riggs. You, United, One United.
One United, that's it. I knew it was Something One. And the husband was laundering money for the Jean-Bertrand Aristid was his name. And they got into the telephone business, the prepaid phones. Remember when
yeah.
they were giving all the Haitians the phones? And then he got in on that, got that contract with the Clintons. And the Clintons were laundering money. He was laundering money. Maxine and her husband were laundering money. And they were raping the Haitian people.
Well,
you know,
the Clintons,
they got
yeah,
over $6 billion. In donations after the earthquake. And they
yeah,
said that
they
were going to
build
new homes. They built four houses and they were shacks.
Yeah, you remember the Haitians used to demonstrate in front of her her office, the building
yeah.
that she was in, practically daily. They was adamant about her. And was it her brother who had some gold mine deal there in Haiti?
Yeah, Rodham. He's still stealing their gold. Yeah, he got that shady contract for the gold mine in Haiti. You know what else Haiti's got? And we've talked about this on our show, too, iridium. They have the second largest deposit of iridium in the world. And the Clintons are in control of that, too, the iridium mines in Haiti. They're raping those people. Those people don't see a dollar. They got money coming in left and right from all these organizations, and those people live in squalor. You know, right now there's no food over there. There's no clean water over there. There are no resources at all. They got cannibal gangs running around in control of the place. The government has stepped down, and this is all the doing of the Clintons. They've abandoned the orphans. They, you know, they rescued some of the missionaries who were taking care of the orphans. But they had to leave the orphans behind because Hillary Clinton was stealing the kids. And they made laws there that you can't take the Haitian children, the Haitian orphans. They got to stay in Haiti. So now there's those kids all left alone. Biden took the suits out of the embassy, but he left all the Americans that are over there. Left them all behind. They're on their own. You got some guy who was special operations. He has a helicopter. He was over in the Dominican Republic. He's been flying back and forth trying to rescue the missionaries. And he said he had to leave the children behind and the people he left them with. He hopes they're okay. But it's a mess over there. And now I was just reading what Joe had said. The National Guard is now going to, not the National Guard, the Coast Guard is going to escort the people. Coast Guard have been ordered to follow the boats to Florida and let them land. Now, the National Guard in Florida have been activated, and they're turning them around. We turned around 90 boats today. So he wants to bring in 350,000 Haitians and 750,000 Gazans.
Well, that's Florida's land. Florida's got a right to protect its borders.
Yeah, Coast well, Governor DeSantis activated the National Guard, and that he did that yesterday. And today we turned around 90 boats.
That's what he's supposed to do. More of
yeah, well, now the supposedly the Coast Guard, the U.S. Coast Guard, they've been ordered to follow the boats to Florida.
They can follow the
boats. I mean, they're coming in boats. They're coming in boats like fishing boats and dinghies, John boats.
Following them to Florida and then turn around and follow them right back to Haiti.
Yeah, well, the Florida National Guard is keeping them from landing. But if the Coast Guard have been ordered to let the Haitians land, we're going to have problems here in Florida.
Well, by maritime law, anybody that's shipwrecked can come ashore and come in about 20 feet. That's it. Because you're going into a country. You're going into a state.
Yeah, well, if they do land, he's going to detain them. They're not just going to be able to waltz around Florida.
He should detain them.
They're
going to
go sit in like a medium security place.
Like they sent them back during the Marriott boat.
I'll tell you, being in a medium security prison in Florida is probably still a lot better than being in a cannibal gang in Haiti or being an ex-cop in Haiti, because the cops all quit. The cops are gone. They fled for their lives. But all these people leaving Haiti, they're not taking the women and children with them. It's all the men that are escaping.
Well, the police.
So you leave
Haiti
the women and children behind?
Yeah. The police in Haiti fled, just like the police in Minneapolis fled when the rioters burnt up the building. Police station. They was running out the back with their guns and papers. They was running.
Yep.
They was fleeing. That was the damnest thing you could ever look at.
They weren't allowed to fight back. They weren't allowed to protect the precinct.
Then you had the mayor of Minneapolis shows up at George Floyd's funeral, walks up to the casket and kneels and make it look like he's sobbing and wailing and crying.
Oh, please. The guy was a woman-beaten drug addict, piece of junk.
Hey,
and
Joanne, I talked to my friend from Minneapolis tonight up in that area. It's bad.
Yeah?
Real bad. Yeah. They've taken
over
the Mall of America.
Oh.
They do all the prayer ritual right there in the mall, do all their praying, and, you know, nobody goes to the mall anymore.
Wow. Yeah, that's definitely a Muslim enclave up there. And they don't like infidels coming in. I don't know. I don't know what we're going to do. They're setting up tribal regions in this country. And all these illegals, they're all being strategically placed. I wrote in my two cents today just about this subject. You guys mind if I read it? It's not a very long one. All right, it's I titled it My Two Cents. I wrote, this invasion is a well-played and designed operation. It started in the 70s. Think about the 92% military-age males coming across the borders, being brought in by plane, now airlifted from Haiti. They are trained soldiers. Remember the Fast and Furious operation? Remember Soros' color revolution? Remember the elitist global reset? Remember Iran-Contra? Remember El Salvador, Colombia, Venezuela, Honduras, Guatemala, Middle East wars, African revolutions? They have been training all of them around the world for a very long time, decades. Even the cartels are trained revolutionaries. At least 10 million that we know of came across that border in the past 3 years. Gotaways and those snuck in by plane are many millions more. The UN, USAID, Red Cross, Lutheran Services, Catholic Charities, the Jewish Federation, HIAS, and a slew of offshoot NGOs are facilitating this. Can't forget China has sent many of their soldiers and are coordinating resources in Panama and other regions along the way. Now we have Haitian cannibal gangs coming here, and we're paying to bring them. All of these people are being strategically placed throughout the country. There is no longer time to educate the American population. Those who know, know. The rest better be able to follow orders from those who know. Their army is already here and growing. And I ended it there. It's true. All of it's true. We are surrounded. We have this UN army that in the last 3 years has grown by 10 million and more. We don't know who they are. Now, you know, like I was saying, when people were saying, oh, yeah, well, we got all these guns. Well, who are you going to shoot at? Unarmed people coming across the Rio Grande? That's how they did it. You know, they tugged on heartstrings, and at first they brought over women and children. And now it's 92% military-age men, and they're not just men looking for a better life. These people are trained soldiers, trained revolutionaries from all over the world, from Afghanistan and Yemen and Iran and from Libya, from the African continent. They are coming in from Haiti, from Guatemala and Honduras and El Salvador, Colombia, all of those places. And every one of them is trained. Even those drug cartels are trained. They're trained fighters. Now, they come in unarmed, but there's enough guns here to supply them. You saw Fast and Furious. Our government supplied them guns. I mean, you saw the Iran-Contra. Our government supplied them guns. Our government supplied both sides of the Colombian conflict. What do we think all these military weapons are? We're in trouble. How do we get people to realize that? You look around, they're all complaining about the illegals. You better stop complaining, calling them illegals, and you better call them an invading army, because that's what they are. And, you know, you got the 92% men, and you got 10 million of them. So that's 9.2 million men. And now they said that they're looking for jobs and looking for wives. They didn't bring women with them. Where are they going to get these wives? Our girls are in trouble. Our women are in trouble. So, like I said, I hope that people can follow orders now, because it's too late to wake them up. They're already here.
Yeah, but a lot of them are still saying that, well, this is better than us having Trump.
No, it isn't. We've lost our country. We've already been overthrown. We got to get it back. I mean, they're telling us to our face. There's nothing we can do about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Joe Biden said the border's going to stay open until Congress acts. Congress says we're not acting. We can't get along. But Trump was able to do it with just executive orders. And if the president can't be a president, what do we have him for?
Remember, he's not allowed.
That noodlehead.
He doesn't know if he's allowed to take questions.
I know, right? Well, who's he need permission from? Maybe we should talk to that person.
You mean Valerie Jarrett?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Mother Clinton, you know, Hillary's guy is right there beside him. He's chief of staff now, isn't he, Podesta? No, he's the climate czar now.
Yeah,
he's right
true.
In that White House controlling
czar.
Things. And I'm sure Val Jarrett is helping him. Because she ain't giving up the power either. And this is Obama's third term. Now, we all saw the HER report, right? That guy, HER?
Oh, yeah. Yes. That's the one where he said that Brandon was not fit to go to be liable for those.
Yeah. If you have a man who can't even aid in his own defense, and that's why you're not charging him, because he's a noodlehead, then if he can't aid in his own defense, how is he running a country? And how is he in charge of the nuclear codes? And you know that's pissing off Putin, because Putin came out yesterday and said that, you know, if you guys go nukes, I got nukes too. Mm-hmm. We have a mutual annihilation agreement with this guy. If one shoots off nukes, the other one automatically shoots off their nukes too. We're going to just destroy the planet. But when people were talking about Biden being a noodlehead and he's in charge of the nuclear codes, of course, nuclear codes sets off an algorithm. So when all these algorithms start lighting up and Putin sees nuclear code Biden, you know, he figures he better get out ahead of that. You know, don't do anything stupid, noodlehead. You know, it's no coincidence that Putin came out yesterday and said, you know, I'm prepared to get into a nuclear war. Which tells us what's going on in Ukraine, too. What are they, just swapping punches up there and just killing off population? Because Putin doesn't seem too worried about it. And Zelensky, he's just entertaining people and getting Ukrainians killed. But he does more entertaining than he does warring, that's for sure. And our politicians are always over there. You know, Lindsey Graham, Nancy Pelosi, whoever else feels like going over there, Chuck Schumer. Yeah, they're all going over there to get their checks, right? Zelensky entertains more high-powered people. They got, you got Hollywood actors going over there. And if they're not over there visiting him, he's running around the world visiting these people. He's in America. He's in England. He's in Germany. And this guy's at war. And he's got the most boring closet in the world. All he wears is army green shirts and khaki pants. You know, he's an actor. I suppose it is better than the thigh-high stiletto boots that he was wearing with the leather crop top in one of his dance routines. But, you know, I mean, is there really a war going on over there, or is this some sort of another psyop? It's just some money laundering. And they're not really hurting each other. That nobody's, you know, they take this city, they take it back. They take the city again, they take it back. It's just like they're swapping punches in a schoolyard. It's not a war. You know, and you know Russia has nukes. So you think that puny little actor with a couple of Abrams tanks is going to take on a nuclear power with high-tech weaponry? Remember, Putin used to give us rides to the space station on his rockets. So I'm sure he's got some stuff that's a lot more powerful than those little ground weapons we're just shaking off. You know, ground fighting is obsolete. They fight with joysticks now and computer keyboards. It's not even personal. So why is all these people getting killed? They just cleaned out Ukraine. you know, some guys try to leave and they got pulled out of the cars and trucks and beat up and made to go to the front lines. You know, the ones that did get out. Okay, but they're just getting, they're killing off the Ukrainians. You know, the women and children ran to Poland and Belarus and, you know, so they cleared out all these neighborhoods and they made the guys all go and fight against Putin. And Putin's not about to lose the war. And when you're fighting a puny little country like Ukraine, you don't have to lose the war if you're Putin. You know, Putin's got a hell of an army. He's got a hell of a military. He's got high-tech weaponry. He's got lasers. He's got nukes. He's got all that stuff. He's got satellites. We're still got Russian cosmonauts at the space station, the United States space station. They got their own wing up there. So are we really fighting the Russians? This ain't sitting tight with me either. Something's not right about that. We spent a lot of money. And now Biden's sending them $333 million just to hold them over until they can get something done. Where'd he get the money? Who authorized that? I didn't see any bills. I didn't see Congress approve that. Where'd that money come from?
It came out
and we're
of
so far in a hole.
That money is $300 million of our defense stockpiles that we have no weapons here. We sent them all over to Ukraine.
Great. And those weapons are obsolete anyhow, but still. You know, if you're fighting somebody like Guatemala or Honduras, they're still good. But if you're fighting somebody like Putin, they're wholly unfeasible. You know, that's like showing up to a military base with a .22. That's stupid. You know, they got stuff just in the back pocket that's a lot more powerful than your .22. I don't know. Something's not sitting right with me with that. And we've poured a lot of money into it. For that kind of money, we could have got them lasers and, you know, direct energy weapons and stuff. And our politicians are saying, well, why are you complaining about the money that's going over there? It's creating jobs in Alabama. So what you're saying is we're taking all this money out of our treasury. And we're sending it to Zelensky, and he gets a piece, and all the politicians get a piece. And then he got to buy the weapons. So the money goes back to Boeing and Remington and Honeywell and General Dynamics and all those places. And, yeah, they are putting people to work in Alabama. But if you wanted to put people to work in Alabama, why don't you create new jobs in Alabama? You don't have to, everybody get a piece of, you send it out a bill for billions and billions of dollars, $60 billion. And, you know, $20 billion probably goes back into the military complex. Where's the other $40 billion going? So everybody's getting a piece. Except the Ukrainian people. They are paying some salaries and some pensions for the military brass up there. But the Ukrainian people aren't getting squat. They're not even getting a sandwich out of that money. They're not getting housing or energy or anything like that, you know, things to sustain them. That's all for Zelensky and his military. What about the people? Where are the people? What'd you do with them? And speaking of that, we're missing 85,000 migrant children here. Where's the kids? Nobody knows where these 85,000 migrant children went. No record of them. Nobody can find them. One of the reporters was doing an undercover. I think it was Zeke. He saw them loading up kids into a black bus, and he's like, where are you taking those kids? And they got in his face, and they were pushing him, and they were putting their hands up on his camera and telling him to get lost. And he's like, where are you taking those kids? And some of the kids wanted to talk, but the guy who was chaperoning them just gave them a look, and those kids shut up. Since when does that happen? The kids just shut up? Oh boy, they're very well-behaved children, aren't they? The kids I know would have looked at them like, don't look at me like that. And would have started talking. The children that are not afraid. Where are they taking that busload of kids, and where's the other 85,000 of them? What they do with the kids, they're giving them... Our government is running child slavery, child... They're stealing the kids. Where are they putting them? What are they doing with them? And they're giving them to people who shouldn't be with them. You know, they stopped doing the DNA testing that Trump was doing. If the kid wasn't yours, you weren't getting it. Remember they said that Trump was breaking up families? Yeah, only till the DNA result came. And then, yeah, he was breaking them up. It wasn't their family. But now all those kids, where are they? What did Biden do with them? We better figure that out, too. And nobody's looking for them. How come? Where's their parents? What'd they do with the parents? I don't know, guys.
Good question.
We're in trouble.
I'm here.
Yeah, well, we're in trouble. We got enough problems.
I do think it's funny, though, that Neil Young went back to Spotify after saying he'd never go back there if they allowed Joe Rogan to stay on the platform.
Neil Young. Yeah, he's a piece of work, too. The only person in the country that canceled himself. What an idiot. You know, everybody was talking about the cancel culture. And he went way overboard with that. He canceled himself. And he took a snit because of Joe Rogan. I mean, that's like saying, I don't want to be on Freedomizer because you played a Broccoli Man or something.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, get over it. It's not just for you. You should see the filth that these people leave behind, too, on their trek north. There is so much rubbish on the streets, in the waterways, on the shorelines. Bottles and papers and cans and suitcases and clothing. You know, they don't pay for any of this stuff, so if you need a clean shirt, they'll give you one. You just take off the other one and just leave it right on the ground. You know, they bathe in the river, and then they take off their dirty clothes and just leave them in the river. Wow. And these, and all the climate people, I'm sure they wouldn't say a word about that, right?
Yeah, but don't call them illegals, though.
These people are crapping in the water they're drinking. Same water they just took a poop in and washed a kid's crappy ass with. Now they're filling bottles with it. That's disgusting. I don't know. And there's a recount in Georgia, too. In the Columbia County, the judge ordered a physical hand count because there was glitches. You know that young black kid, C.J. Pearson?
Okay.
He was running for Congress. And it was, you know, it had nothing to do with Trump. This was C.J.'s district. You know, and this guy Kemp is really trying to keep C.J. out of there. C.J.'s 21 years old. And he was running for representative. And there was a glitch just in his district, though.
I have another question. So why is Brandon granting Iran billions more dollars in sanctions relief, I should say?
Because he's sucking up to them. they're really trying to keep that agreement that mm-hmm. Biden and Obama worked out. And they're doing everything to appease Iran to restart that deal. Trump canceled it. And Iran keeps saying, yeah, but then when it's time to sign it, well, one more thing. They're not going to sign it. They're just jerking them along.
Hey, guy in Georgia, what party is he running under?
CJ, he's a Republican.
Oh, you can see why they want him.
Yeah.
It'd be interesting to see if he won.
No, he made the runoff, but there was glitches, and the machines were breaking down, and people couldn't vote, and they were being turned away and stuff. They were pulling hanky-panky in that district, Columbia County, because they don't want CJ, because CJ likes Trump.
Well, that's good to know. I bet some leadership that came out of the church that Fannie Willis spoke in that's trying to keep him out.
Think so? Look him up. He's a real good kid.
I'm going to check him out.
Yeah, he's a really good kid. And he's smart, and he's only 21 years old. But he's still sticking with Trump anyhow. But he knows that they were jerking him. But the judge did order a hand recount. So we'll see how that works out. I hope it comes out in his favor. But I think he's got a bright future, and I'd like to see where this kid's going. Yeah, he came out when he was about 16 years old, 17 maybe, and he was a Trump supporter back then when it wasn't popular to be a Trump supporter. And he stuck with him thick and thin. And he said, I just saw something in the guy. And now he's all on board with Trump right now. But he was running for his district, he said, because, you know, the people were screwing it up. And he just wanted to see what he could do to help straighten it out. He wanted to get rid of the corruption, and he wanted to clean it up. You know, and he's young, and he's bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, and he has good ideas and a good heart.
Yes, and you know, that'll make him even more Republican now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but he's got a lot of young friends, too, that with mm-hmm. him. I don't think there's any reason he should have, you know, even had to do this runoff thing. But who knows? You know, he did get a judge to order the recount today, so we'll see what happens. They voted yesterday, and the judge ordered the recount today because of all the glitches. So I'm hoping it works out in his favor. But he said no matter how it turns out, he's still going to make America great again, and he won't back down. There'll be other seats for him to run for. He'll grab one of them, I'm sure, even if he loses this. But I'd rather him win it. Brenda Dilley said, do you know how goofy you have to be to think that the CCP waited until 2020 to infiltrate America's internet with bad intent? I'm shocked to see conservatives advocating for more government intervention. Y'all are wild. You got no clue what the word liberty means. He's right.
I got something for you, Joanne, that I just remembered I wanted to talk to you about.
Sure, what is it?
I'm showing it to you right now. Did you hear about the North Face Clothing Company?
Oh, something about you have to take a whiteness or something?
Yeah, so they're offering discounts if you take a diversity, equity, and inclusion course teaching about how the outdoors is oppressive to black people.
How
they get a 20% discount if you pass their course.
Yeah, you got to take a test, and then you got to pass it, and then you get a 20% discount on their clothing. And it's a DEI course. Bianchi, how is the outdoors, the great outdoors, oppressive against black people?
Joanne, look, please don't throw that gas on my poor sore brain. It's already sore from the day.
All right. Did you ever get oppressed? Did you walk outside and get oppressed this morning?
I worked outside.
I
loved it.
Yeah, I went outside today.
Bianchi,
it was sunny and 75. I don't think I was...
So he must have been really oppressed.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
I was. Oh, boy.
I'm really sorry that happened to you. Unbelievable. And you got to take a test. The great outdoors. So did they stop you from skiing or did they stop you from swimming in the creek or, I don't know, fishing, any of that? No?
Not me. I love the outdoors. I hunted. Nothing.
And you didn't get oppressed
out
there?
Jumping out of planes and all that kind of stuff.
Did they
huh?
tell you you couldn't run in the Iditarod?
No. Well, Jamaicans participated in the bobsled competition in one Olympic, and they don't even have any snow in Jamaica. So.
And they did pretty good, too. I saw the stuff that they were practicing on. They built these big wooden hills. And they took their bobsleds down those tracks. That was pretty cool. I wanted to ride on one of those. They built those nice and strong. They get up on the top and they ran those things all the way around the luge and stuff. How'd they make out? I know they didn't win the Olympics, but they participated.
They done well, except they had an equipment malfunction, if my memory serves me right.
Yeah?
Yes, I remember that movie.
Man. Yeah, I thought that was pretty cool. I watched that. I remember seeing that little structure they built to practice with. God. I don't know. You know, we better all come together because we're all surrounded. We're Americans, and they want to get rid of us. We're too uppity. We got too many opinions, and we're expensive. You know, when we do a day's work, we want a day's pay. Things like that. So the government says, well, we're going to have to be replaced, and they brought in all these military from around the world. And we're just running around, la-di-da. We didn't even notice. They're saying, oh, yeah, the illegals are taking over New York, and they're taking over Boston, and they're taking over Seattle and California. They're taking them over and stuff. But that's all right, as long as it's not bothering me, right? Well, it will be. We got the biggest world army that has ever been assembled, and they're all on American soil, and they're about to take us out. And while we're practicing diversity, they're practicing shooting and martial arts. So when we meet, they'll win.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because we're not practicing martial arts and marksmanship and none of that. They sure as hell are, though. Already have been.
We're teaching white privilege.
Yeah, we're teaching white privilege, and they're teaching marksmanship. And even the Chinese guys that are coming over, they're going straight to the range to practice their shooting. Did you notice that?
Well, yeah, because they're not going there to learn diversity.
No. Yeah, diversity's for idiots. Yeah, well, you're focused. Your general's running around in a skirt. Their general's running around with a map in his hand and a war plan.
Well, how is it that these people are not citizens and they get to participate at firing ranges shooting weapons?
Mm-hmm.
Now, on the other hand, people that are not citizens get to go to a airplane simulator and learn how to fly a jet and run it into a building.
Mm-hmm.
They want to stop that. So why come the gun range owner is not putting up a red flag and say, hey, we got some illegals here just learning how to shoot?
When you go to a gun range, if you rent the gun, the owner of the gun shop has the gun license.
Yeah, but you have to show identification.
You still got to show ID?
Yes, you sure do. Well, you got me to show you old enough to be there.
Yeah.
No matter how old you look.
I'm going to find out all about this. Now that I got my eyes fixed, I'm going to go to the range.
If I go to an airport, and these guys didn't even go to no airport, they went to and practiced on simulators.
Yeah.
And I think maybe one or two did say he wanted to learn how to didn't want to even learn how to land, just wanted to know how to learn how to navigate.
Right. Yeah, I think I would have been suspicious of that. You don't want to learn how to land the plane. You just want to learn how to fly it. Well, how are you going to get it down? See, and if they're not planning on bringing it down, you might want to look into that.
Then you had somebody at the Pentagon. I'm not sure if they was working there or what. Said that the Second Amendment needs to be eliminated.
That's what O'Keefe was working on. Guy rated their hedge fund.
Anybody that's saying that at the Pentagon needs to be fired. Needs to be gotten the hell out of it. Now, I don't know if he was an official or worker, but they give an oath to the Constitution. And right then and there, he's talking about denigrating the Constitution. He needs to be gone and further watched.
Well, heck yeah.
Yeah, except I don't think Brandon cares.
No. No, Brandon doesn't care about much. I forget what the guy's name is here. I'm going to look for it. But, yeah, O'Keefe was entertaining him today, or yesterday. But he put it out there, right here. His name is Jason Beck, Associate Director in the Office of the Secretary of Defense. His total force requirements and forcing policy officer.
He needs to be given a whole pad of pink slips, a box so he can gather his stuff up and get the hell out. And then after that, further keep an eye on it. No one that's working for the Pentagon or any place else where they have gave an oath to uphold the U.S. Constitution supposed to be coming up with innuendos about doing away with part of that Constitution. That doesn't make sense.
Wow. He says, yeah, tear down the wall. Why not have just an open border? He says, I think we should repeal it, the Second Amendment. And take them guns all away. Whatever, just take them away. So O'Keefe says, what would be a federal solution? And he says, well, you know, just because it's such an immoral thing to do. And he said he wants universal health care. And he says that, you know, they're just going to take the guns away from people. So they're the only ones with guns. And they have a monopoly on violence.
Yeah, he said that.
Yeah. Wow. That's some high-level dictatorship stuff. Just the government should have all the guns and be in control of any violence. If any violence is going to be done, it's going to be done by them. And this is what you were talking about. He was talking about with O'Keefe trying to get a date.
I can't believe he goes on those dates.
Gary does. He's a good reporter. And I don't know why people keep falling for it.
I know that. I just can't believe
like
that people want to go on a date with him. That's my thing.
Yeah. I don't know, but they all fall for it. And he doesn't even get in a disguise or anything. He puts on glasses and they don't know it's O'Keefe. Wow. He goes to the NGOs and he goes to the migrant camps. He goes everywhere.
Okay, I'll see you. Right.
Yeah, I like O'Keefe. Like I told Joe, I remember when he was hanging around with us. Now he's really doing very well with his OMG, O'Keefe Media Group.
Hey, Joanne, this is Broke. Our wonderful Clintons brought Epstein Allen to have the refuge for the children of Haiti to come over.
Oh, my God. Oh, no. They want to bring children to Epstein Island? Are they, like, totally tone deaf?
Yes.
Oh, that would be a good place to bring children? Why? That's where you sacrifice them and bring them through the tunnels and sell them off and take their adrenochrome? They said those Haitian kids' bloods is the sweetest. We're missing 85,000 children. And she's the reason they couldn't take the orphans out of there to save them. Because she was selling orphans then. Probably to Epstein. Oh, my God. Oh, my God, Joe, that's terrible.
I sent you the story.
All right, thank you. I'll send it to you guys. All right, we got 2 minutes left. So I want to say thank you. Thank you both very much for calling in, Joe, Bianchi. Proof, thank you for having me. And Freedomizers, we got to come together real soon. Their army is already here. See you next week.
All right, thank you, everybody. Thank you, Joseph. Thank you, Bianchi. I'll go ahead and close it out here. So everybody, thank you for being here tonight. If it wasn't for you, we wouldn't have much here. Please support the other shows on the network. It's not just the Proof Negative show here. Until tomorrow, hold on to the handrail, keep hope alive. Remember, only you can prevent forest fires. I am Proof Negative, and I am Oots.